You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game starts soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game soon. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Ball. Our coverage of today will start soon. listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome, Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from Prince Georgium. We're getting set for the finale in this six-game series between the Erie Seawolves and your Sox. Glad you're with us. That is with you from the ballpark in Bowie. Boy, has it been a long 2 weeks here at ballpark. The long homestand finally comes to a close as they finally have things looking up enough. They brought out the power yesterday, something that they've been hoping for series, with two early home runs, and one by Hudson Haskin, one by Ortiz, each two runs. And that clearly took the wind out of sails as the Bay Sox were able to cruise 7-1 victory. Not only the early power, they also got the key hits in the game. RBI doubled Ortiz and then by J.D. Mundy here on in the game, helped just bring the consistency to the table. For I think that's the most important thing. If they keep that with them through the next few games, they battle off a big run. Then pieced things together, too. I think that's just about as important. They tossed innings, didn't give up any runs, and only hit. Struck out five batters, walked only two total. This is an eerie lineup that will try to hammer it out of the ballpark once again. They've collected at least one home run in every game of this series. Setting you up for today's game, he's in for number 45 on the year, a 2018 record this season. In a one-game losing, but they are 8-2 over their last 10-11 when playing on the road. The Bay Sox game number 43 this season, a 15-27 mark on the year, one-game winning streak for Bowie, but they're still only 2-8 over then, and 10-15 in front of the home crowds here at Prince George's Stadium. Erie currently 2 games out of first place in the Southwest Division, second overall, just behind the Akron Rubber Ducks, who won last night, 27-17 record for. The Bay Sox are 11 games out of first place at the moment. They're in 6th overall division out of 6 total teams. The next closest to them is the Harrisburgs, who also broke out of a 6-game losing night, a 3.5 difference between Bowie and the next closest team, 5th place, Harrisburg. Your starting pitching match today's game is Antonio versus Austin Bergner. Match of game one as Berg gets ready to make his second outing of season in our second outing of this series for Erie. We said it first; it was a bit of a slow start for him when he earned runs in 11 1/3 innings, three starts. But then it sense over his last handful, he's allowed just 4 earned runs, 30 2/3 innings. But his first start against Bowie series, he was coming in with some understanding of the zone and some breaking pitch, picking up swings and misses, but that wasn't the case with Bowie. He walked Sox in just 4 2/3 innings. Bowie just wasn't able to drive any of those runs in, and that was the problem. While Burkate's well in the top of the zone, he has a slider that has drawn attention to the basics. They just laid off of that slider yesterday. Now they got him the first trip through when they're onto the setup against Bergner in this series. You can read some of those high fastballs, sit on it properly, and muscle it out of the ball to push back ahead quickly. Now, Antonio Velez for the Bay Sox. He comes an 0-5 record in a 7-7 CRA. Really hoping for a great rebound from the lefty today. Too much left up in the zone on Tuesday to a career-high 5 home run from Erie. 3 of them were solo shot, and the other 2 were 2-run home runs. Wasn't super, super damaging, but to have it in that high of a volume is, of course, tough to work with. He still finished 5 innings, though. And that's what's key, is that he's distance. And while the Bowie Bull is a little rested now, they potentially take the load. This gets into a little bit of trouble. But I think if it's his pitch selection enough today, he probably won't get into too much trouble. Should be able to work well, hopefully, through 5 innings this afternoon. As we get rolling with the DC Systems pregame show, remember, it's day here at Prince George's Stadium, so you know what it means. That means it's time to recap that was in Bay Sox baseball. So when we come back, we'll walk you through the live games of the Bay Sox series and get you some key highlights of the last week here at Prince George's Stadium. You're listening to the DCA Isms pregame show. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox baseball.
Deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad accepts most insurance, and whether it's Viz or Invisalign aligners, anyone smile they've always wanted with our flexible pay options. With 2 of the country's lead orthodontists right here in the DC area, we just see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. That amazing smile you deserve. Visit rad.com today and book your free consult. That's RAD smile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smiler of the Bowie Bay Sox.
It's very special at Georgia Stadium on Saturday, June 8th, that you don't want to miss. The Roberto Dente and Ladin Baseball Celebration, sponsored by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, that get to the game will have a chance to bid game-worn Bay Sox jerseys, with leads going to benefit the Clemente Foundation. Don't miss out on your chance to own a Pete Sox history on Saturday, June 8th, Roberto Clemente and Ladin Baseball Celebration, and you can get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach ache, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at First. Walk in to see a doctor from 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illness and injuries, Patient First here for you. Patient First. Name fits.
Patient First. Partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 p.m. every day.
Back to Prince George's Stadium on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. That's about it with you from the ballpark in Bowie. And once again, it's Sunday, so you know it's time to recap the week that was Sox baseball and walk you to the last 5 days have gone. Prince George's Stadium. Now we go all the way back in time to Tuesday, May 24th, when Bowie was starting out this series, and it's a rematch today of that day's starting pitching matchup, and this versus Austin Bergner, and was the one tagged aplenty in this game. After a scoreless day, second strikeout going in the second inning, Gage Woman set the tone early for what would be Velez. See where Road Reds with the white Seawolf in front. 1-0. Served out toward deep to the field. Watson running a long way. He's got a tough read, and it's 106 miles an hour off the bat for Gage Workman. 415 feet away. That was a necessary one for his fourth of the season. And Erie takes the early winning advantage. They would add a couple more from that point. The only run that Bowie would get in this game would be a solo home by Cody Roberts. In the third, solo home run by Dylan Dingler. Brief 1-1 tie. And trio of home runs in the fifth. One by Luis Carpio, Gary Carpenter, and one Parker Meadows. Now sets at the chin, drops to the waist, and fires home. It's crushed out toward right field and deep. All running back toward the wall. Gone. Home run of the day for Erie, Alz Velez, as he holds hands on it in disbelief on what's been a day for the left-hander.
It was quite a tough day for Velez, and for a 7-1 final has stopped the opener on day. On to Wednesday's game, the Bays were hoping to get an early going, but Drew Rahm making his first start at about, he was greeted rudely by Kerry Carpenter. One curveball lofted weak toward left field, but it's carrying, running back to the wall, and it's out. Wow, that one 93 miles an hour off the bat, and it just kept floating, floating, floating out here. A solo for Kerry Carpenter. Only goes the opposite way 28% of the time, and it opened up a 1-0 lead for Erie. Now the Seawolves would put on runs in the third inning, but Joey Ortiz and the Bay Sox offense, they would not go down quietly. Bowie made a late charge, and Ortiz put up a late game tying hit.
That's a lot. Ortiz rips it left side, base hit. This should score Westberg as it goes all the way. Westberg's down to score. Bird being held up is Hanley. He's there, but it's a game tying RB double for Joey Ortiz, and they're back in it. It's 4-4.
Unfortunately, though, as the game stayed tight going into extra innings, Ryan Conroy could not hold on to that in the top of the 10th.
The 2-1 grounded over to the left side and through. That'll give Erie the lead. Meadows scores from third base. RBI single for Andrew Navagato. Three-hit day makes it 5-4 Seals.
Erie would add on in that top of the 10th inning, and the Bays would go down in order in the home half of the a 6-4 final on day. Erie taking the first of the series. On the Thursday, turned out to be quite a forgettable day for Bowie after a base hit in the second inning against Zeke and a walk to Andrew Navagato the bases. Peak, who, like Rahm the day before, was coming from a months-long stint to essentially injured list. It was only 2 weeks on the IL, but had not pitched in a month. He was lifted after reaching his pitch limit, and Tyler Burch, the first pitcher out for Bowie, gave up a big fly to the first batter he faced, Dylan Saw.
He fires here. Rosa skies it high toward left center field. Haskin running a long way at the warning track. It's gone. Grand slam Dylan Rosa, and Erie breaks out 4-0 lead.
There are plenty of highlights that we could roll through from that. No need to fester on it for too long. The finalist would eventually be Erie 17, Bowie just won. And then we go to tonight here at Prince George's Stadium. Clouds were a little heavy all day, had gone on and come off. And once again, opening things, Cary Carpenter, he made a gun against Garrett Stallings. Stallings, the payoff, and it's driven high in field. Cespedes turns, it's gone. Carpenter does it again. He's got his third home of the series, 14th of the season, and a solo blast makes it one here in the first. Another solo home run to Gage Workman in the second inning, and in the sixth, Carpenter tormented him once again.
In their pad, here's the pitch, and a breaking ball drill, high and deep to right, and is back, and Carpenter has done it again. He's in his second of the game, his 11th of the month, and his 15th of the year. And he's got a win for the visiting bullpen. And Erie is broken, and they lead it 5-0.
So only about two bats after that, the rain would hit at Prince George's Stadium. It had been sprinkling slightly for about half up to that point, but it started heavily, the tarp was put on the field, and with no end in sight, the game was called from there. It was top of the six when the game was completed. A 5-0 final, only the shutout loss of the season, Bowie. But things turned to say, and the Bay Sox, riding a six-game lose streak, were really looking for something to be out. And boy, did they get that on in the bottom of the first. Adam Wolf for Erie. Hudson went deep. Here's the 2. Haskins serves it out toward deep field. Meadows running back. Field wall. It's gone! Hudson Haskins, goodbye! A 2-1, and the Bay Sox take the lead here in the bottom of the first. It'd be a great day for Joey Ortiz at the plate as well. Had a 2-run home run later on frame after Haskin. And just increased the lead a little bit more. He was already leading 5-1. Ortiz would step up again in the 7th and deliver this key double. 2-2 to Ortiz. Grounded third base side. That's a fair ball. Iris Henderson scores. Haskin the third. Does he get the wave? He does. Sends him home. The throw's on its way. The slide is in time. They go back third. And they get Ortiz. But it's a 2-RBI double for Bowie. And the Bay Sox lead 7.
That would turn the final, Bowie 7, Erie win on last night's game. Only win of the week for the Bay Sox, then 4. They'll try to finish out 2-4, and hopefully not 1-5 before turning their attention to the upcoming 2-week road trip. As we continue with the DCA Imaging Systems show, we'll step aside for now, thanking us on that little recap of the week that Bay Sox baseball. When we return, we'll look around the Eastern League, get you a update in full, and maybe walk through the starting lineups if we've got the time. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of Bay Sox, and it's completely free for ages 3 through 12. Futures Club has access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to Bay.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at Sox.com.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest services. For all your residential and pest control needs, call PestNow. General pest control, termite control, control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 1-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Interested in beginning or expanding a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you fit in a career path that will set you up without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live D.C. area, the Steam Fitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Back to Prince George's State, one final time on the BCA Imaging Systems pregame show. And it's a segment as the Bay Sox have taken the field. We'll step aside for now and be back first pitch. Join us back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Display by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line photos following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, pyro musicals, custom choreography, and much more. The night sky is, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online at zypyrotechnics.com.
Fielder's Choice Flex with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best games at Prince George's Stadium. Save up to 30% on your selected seat and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible options, discounts on suite rentals, access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 01-464-4865 or heading online to Sox.com.
ECA Imaging Systems, we provide a team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give ECA Imaging a 301-577-1021 or find out how we can help you. DCAging.com. DCAging Systems, office technology made easy. On the Green Incorporated, your lawn care team providing professional lawn care programs for residential commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. This is custom tailored with guaranteed results in the toughest lawns. On the Green's outdoor pest control services, mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. You can effectively control insects and enjoy doors this summer with On the Greening. Go to onthegreen.com.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of four Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Systems, On the Patient First, Royal Farms, Smile Doctor, and ZY Pyrotechnics. Now live from the ballpark, time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
We are ready to go from Prince George's Stadium in Valley of this six-game series between the Erie Seawolves and your Bowie Bay Sox. Matt's with you from the ballpark in Bowie, and as Antonio Velez warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup of the Seawolves that he'll face looks like this. Off in left field, you've got Dylan Rose, Andrew Navagato at second base, batting Gary Carpenter, the DH, bats third. Andre Lipsy is at third base, Quincy Naporti is at first base, batting Gage Workman at shortstop, Daniel Cabrera in right field, bats 7. Eric De La Rosa in center field, 8. Crossoff is the catcher today, batting 9. The Seawolves are the W affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. That's by Gabe Alvarez, assisted by Jarian, Dan Reichabal, Ollie Rodriguez, and Alex Aleskowitz. Chris Vick is the athletic trainer. The Seawolves are 25-19, one game losing streak, but 8-2 over the last 10, and 12-11 on the just two games out of first place in the Southwest Division, second overall. Once more, that lineup for Erie, Uvosa, Andrew Navagato, and Gary Carpenter. Andre Lipsy is Quincy Gage Workman, Daniel Cabrera, La Rosa, and John Rossa, rounding out the nine for Seawolves. Prince George Stadium, 309 feet on the lines, both left and right field, and 5 feet to straightaway center. Bit of a breezy day here at the Baldwin Buoy, a little bit out to left at the moment. That could help out some of the right-handed bats as Dylan Rosa steps into the battle and into the batter's box. Keep a bit of dirt on the back end of it with his right foot, steps out, adjusts his grip, and Tony Velez is already set to go. He's just waiting for the pitcher. Looks like they have the gate closed over in the left field corner, so that's what's adding on the delay. They've got it closed, the clubhouse for Erie, but now Velez and Sosa are set, and the left-hander winds, fires the first pitch home, and it's lofted out right field fairly deep. Cespedes batted, but he curls around and makes the catch. First pitch comes home at 1:06 p.m. on a 70-degree sunny day in Prince George's Stadium. Which and one out. Let's get you that defensive buoy. From left to right in the outfield, Dashbach, Hudson Haskin, and Christopher Cespedes. Cesar Prieto at base, Jordan Westberg at short, Jones at second, and J.D. Mundy is at first. Maverick Handley catches behind for Antonio Velez on the mound. Here's Andrew Navagato, first strike on a wide changeup. It's nothing. Navagato with 320 this season, an 852 OPS in games played. Three doubles, two homers, nine runs driven in. The 0-1 spoiled foul the other way, and nothing in two. Antonio Velez, a 6'195-pound, 25-year-old from Miami, Florida, traded the Orioles just a little bit over a month and a half ago, coming up on 2 months from the Marlins organization. The 0-2 hits him. That one just inside on an off-speed pitch to Navagato and plunked him a little bit. One easily, and there's a runner at first, one out. On to Gary Carpenter, left-hander on left. As we'll have to tangle with this runner at first, though, if he wants to, has attempted steals this season. He's been caught once. But Maverick Handley, he's got a caught steal 50% this year. He's got such a great arm. They look for low and away to start in the first pitch.
just wide of fastball. Count starts no. Gary Carpenter, a 3 average this season with an 11.04. That's all in 40 games here. 8 doubles, 15 home runs, 34 runs driven in. Here's the 1-0. Fastball misses low. Count goes to 2 and 0. Antonio Velez on the season, 7-6 starts. He has one appearance in relief when he was following up Dean Kramer, making his Major League rehab appearance just earlier this homestand. Here's the 2-0. Curveball lofted left field low. Andrew Dashbach rained down about 10 feet and makes the catch for the second out of the... Boy, just saying sentence feels wrong. Dean Kramer's Major League rehab appearance during this homestand... When, what, it was Wednesday of that series with Hartford? Goodness, that feels like forever ago. Here's Andre Lynn now. Lefty on righty. As the first pitch comes in, Lipsius threw at a late check at a changeup low, and the count is nothing in one. The umpiring crew for today's game, Kevin Mann, third base. Gabe Alfonso at first. Gonzak is the crew chief behind home plate in the balls and strikes. Score in the top of the first. Runner at first, 2-0. Velez stares down Navagato and fires the 0-1 poke over to second. It's picked on the shuffle by Ortiz and sent to in time 4-3 for a quick 1-2-3 inning by Anto Velez. We're on to the bottom of the first at Prince George's Stadium. It's Erie enough coming on up. You're listening to Baseball.
When your commercial calls for a job done safely and time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Partnership with them today. Local5plumbers.org. That's Local5plumbers.org.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Doctors Community Medical Center or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the VP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
Bottom of the first inning here at George's Stadium. Antonez held the Erie Seawolves scoreless half of the frame. And as Austin Bergner's on the mound for the Seawolves here in the bottom half, the lineup of Bowie Base Hill Face looks like this. Off at shortstop, you've got Jordan Westberg by Gunnar Henderson, the DH, batting second. Hudson Askin in center field bats third. Cesar Prieto at third base, fourth. Joey Ortiz at second base, bat. Maverick Hanley, the catcher, sixth. Andy at first base, bat seventh. Andrew Dad in left field, eighth. And Christopher Davis rounds out the lineup in right field. The Bay Sox are the double affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Finished by Kyle Moore, assisted by Hennon Becker, Josh Conway, Tim DeJohn, Acto, and Chandler Keller. Galvin Vincent is the video coordinator. Lindsey Burt is the athletic trainer. The Bates are 15-27 on the seasonal streak, 2-8 over their last 10, and 10-15 when playing in front of the crowd this year. Bowie, 11 games out of first place in the Southwest Division, 6th overall in the 6-team division. Once for Bowie, Westberg, Henderson, Hagen, Prieto, Ortiz, Lee, Mundy, Dash, Boxes, all to face off against Austin on the mound. Righty on guard as Westberg steps in, kicks high and fires the first, and it's fouled off right side behind the netting out of play, nothing on. Westberg, 231 average this season for Bowie, 2 OPS in 41 games, pulls 8 homers, 26 runs driven. Here's the misses away a fastball, and it's even at a ball and a strike. That RBI leads, or rather the home run total of the team, the RBI total is second. His 12 doubles, including one double last night, is good for fourth Eastern League, the 1-1. Bounced foul, I think that one hit off of the cross-off, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Well, Bergner is coming off start against Bowie earlier in the week. That's one of the works of the six-game series that have been minor league baseball, is that you can see a starting pitcher twice series. Don't see too many teams going with rotation, and if they one full turn through the rotation, you will see Tuesday starter again on Sunday. Berg steps back into the box, ready for as Bergner sends it home, misses down a breaking ball as Westberg lays off, and the count goes 0. Second game in a row, Westberg has been leading off for Bowie. He hits about 250 when leading off, and he went just 1 for 5. Double. Here's the 2-2. Calls 3, a change up on the outside end. Westberg knew it. He thought it'd be more of a slider. But that game starts for Austin Bergner, a backwards. Defensive alignment for Bowie today. Dylan Rosa, Eric Dissa, and Daniel Cabrera from left to right field. Andre Lipsius is at third base. Gage Workman at short. And Avogado at second. And Quincy Naporti at first. John Rossoff catches by for Austin Bergner on the mound. Here's Gunnar Henderson. Lefty in the first pitch is lofted foul and out of play. Nothing in one to start. Henderson, a 295 average this season, a 998 OPS, one games played, eight doubles, triples, seven home runs, and a team leading just driven in. Bases end one away here in the bottom of the first inning of a scoreless game. Bergner asking for ball. Austin Bergner, a 210-pound, 24-year-old runner from Boca Raton, Florida, drafted in the ninth round of the 29th from UNC, the 0-1. Sold up the third baseline, but inside out swing there skin to just get a piece of it, and the count goes to nothing and two. On the season for Erie, Bergner has eight appearances, all starts. He's gone 1-1 with a 2.39 ERA. 37 and two-thirds innings of 5 strikeouts, 16 walks, 5 given up. Opponents hitting just 1-4. Here's the 0-2 to Henderson. Misses just side, barely, at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes now on. Bergner winds and deals the one. Henderson just pieces it up on the lower outside corner as it rolls inside the batting circle on the right side. We'll do it again at a ball on two strikes. Looks like Bowie was starting a little when they chased starter Adam Wolf out of the game in just the first long plate appearances to open. It's the 1-2. Henderson fouls a third base side and out of play. It stays because it was a five-pitch battle for Westberg, and it is already going to be the sixth pitch now to Henderson, so 11 pitches early for Bergner as he's still just trying to collect it. They play him to pull as the 1-2 comes into Henderson. It's swung on and missed in the dirt three. John Rossoff sends the horn as Henderson gives up the go. Back-to-back strikeouts for the Sir Bergner. Two away to first. Seawolves in their road red jerseys, the white arced Seawolves on the front side, gray pants and black hat, the base in orange uniforms with white pants, and the black block buoy on the side of the jersey and a black cap. Here's Hudson Haskin, bases empty for the first of a scoreless game. First, Haskin swings through it, change up down in, count starts out at nothing and one. 273 average for Huddy, 79 OPS, and 37 played, 8 doubles, 7 homers, 1 runs driven in. Bergner fires the 0-1 pitch, and Haskin grounds it foul, third base, 2. Well, Haskin had laid off early offerings yesterday, and it caught me off, but it worked out enough for him. He wasn't chasing, actually just went 1-for-2, did have home run, but was hit by two pitches, his bread and butter. He's been hit by 9 this. Here's the 0-2. Swinging a slow grounder over to third. Pitch was in on the end. Andre Lipsius gloves, throws it high, but it's corralled by Quincy Naporti. And the 5-3 putout ends the frame. Was a bit of a long frame for Austin, 14 pitches, but it was still. We're on to the second here at Prince George's. Erie nothing, Bowie nothing. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Be sure to get to the ballpark on Friday, 17th, for a jam-packed night of emotions and fun at Prince George's Stadium. It all starts with fireworks presented by D-Sing Systems. It's our mother and son night with special ticket packages available at BaseShop.com. And most importantly, Scouts BSA Campout. When just a special ticket, you and your scout camp out in the outfield at Prince George's after the game. It all happens on Friday, June 17th, so find out more. Tickets now at BaseSox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' comp insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, case managers, a physical therapist, all to get your employee back, contain costs, and keep premium down. That's teamwork. To learn, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it's important for you to have the best trained and qualified people working for you. Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC mechanical and specialty pipe services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of company hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Scoreless game. Sox and Seawolves trying to see who comes away with the win in this series finale. Very long 2 weeks here at the ballpark in Bowie. And is back to work as Quincy Naporti leads the Seawolves. First pitch home and Velez a strike with a changeup just on the lower corner. It's nothing and one. Well, early on the zone, definitely looking a little bit on the edges to right-handers, not so much left-handers, as the next pitch misses down and ball. Count goes even at a ball and a strike on 30. 254 average for Quinn this season, an 839 OPS, 36 games played, 6 doublers, 28 runs driven in. The 1-1 fouled off, a breaking ball down, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. It was a 9-pitch inning for Antonio Velez that did feature a hit-by-pitch. And a breaking ball that just nicked Vigano on the tricep inside. As we wait for the 1-2 offering to Vincent Aporte here, he steps out and steps back quickly. Wind pushing a little bit center field now. The 1-2 is high, a fastball. Count goes 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brando Velez, he's 5-pitch offering. 4-seam ball, a 2-seamer. The 2-2 win, and it misses high. Lead the 2-seamer there. Count goes full for now. That Velez has worked today. A 2-for-7 against him on full. Struck out 3, walked 5. Bases empty, nobody out in the second inning. Here's the payoff to Napoli. Breaking ball misses away, and it's a walk. Second base allowed by Velez today. The first walk. Only the 9th walk he's given up this season. To go along with the 4-seamer and the 2-seamer, it's a curveball, a slider, and his curve is usually his most used second is. He's always used it to pick up some good balls here and there. He's described as a ground ball pitcher plenty. Numbers this season have been bucking some. Here's Gage Workman. First pitch, ground ball, third base side. Count starts out in 1. Ground ball to fly ball ratio of about 8, so that means more fly balls. And I was theorized a little bit, I think the last time he came to the mound for Bowie, could have something to do with transit to a new organization, the 0-1. Off right side, and the count goes to 2. Gage Workman on the season, a 200 average, 34 OPS. 4 games played for the switch hitter. He's had 12 doubles, 5 homers, 17 runs driven in. Next pitch, it's checked on. Little high, they appeal, and he went. That's a strikeout for Antonio Velez. I'm not too far he might have gone on that one work. Velez will take it either way. That's the first of the day for the left-hander. 37th, and one away here in the top second. That's happening really briefly. I have to think that there is obviously some change that the Orioles are looking to implement when they bring in a guy like Velez, when they trade a guy like Velez. Here's Dave Cabrera, first pitch to the left-hander, misses fastball. Count starts out at 1-0. Remember, he was split over on April 4th. And it's Cole Sussler and Tanner Scott. Outfielder Kevin Guerrero was brought to the Orioles organization. Back pay, or pickoff over to first base. Not in time. It was close. Porte scampered back in as Velez tried for the quick whip, the legs, before throwing the ball. Here's the 1-0 to Cabrera. Misses high. 2-0. So he has only been in the organization for about now. There is definitely a transitional period between what he might have been picking up in his organization, what they might have been trying to work with, and what the Orioles meant to work with him, as the 2-2 is lofted foul behind home plate in play. Count to 2-1, Cabrera. So there's a learning curve, an adjustment period, and I feel like we might be in that right now because Velez has had some very strong outings for Here's the 2-1 to Cabrera. Breaking ball foul again, the other side, and it goes to 2-2. On the season, a 172 average and 479 OPS in 36 is played. 4 doubles, a run, 6 RBI. Runner 1 away here in the top of the second inning of a scheme. This is the 2-2, and it's swung on and flipped into right center, but hangs up long enough to track it down. He makes softly over the shoulder, and there's 2 back to first base goes Quincy Napoli. And up to the box comes Eric Dale. Again, wind's still a little bit out to field at this point, and with the power that's been in the lineup for Erie in this series, you'd have to imagine they're going to tag at least one Bowie pitch for a home run. That's why it's going to be on Bowie head early. First pitch to De La Rosa. Misses down and in a breaking ball. It's 220 for the center fielder today. 5 OPS in 27 games, 5 doubles, a triple, no homers, 8 in. At first, 2 away here in the top of the second. Here's the 1-0 from Velez. De La rounds it right to short, placed perfectly with Sberg, and he goes the short way to second, where Ortiz receives for the 4-6-4. The inning is over. The leadoff walk. Velez faces no other problems. We're on to the second here at Prince George's Stadium. It's nothing, Bowie, nothing. You're listening to Base Baseball.
Baysox Youth Baseball back in 2022. And registration is open now. Three sessions are led by Orioles Hall of Famer and for Rookie of the Year, Al Bumbry. Along with former Baysox outfielder Stephen Kids will take part in in-depth instruction and go head-to-head in camp at games at Prince George's Stadium. All get a free Baysox hat and a ticket Baysox game of their choice. Spaces to BaySoxShop.com and reserve your spot at a BaySox Youth Baseball Camp today.
Sky Shooter Displays and ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line photos following BaySox games all along. We'll give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyros, custom choreographed plays, and more. The night sky is truly a, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us 703-281-2361 or visit us on zypyrotechnics.com.
Lawn Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn program for residential and commercial lawns. Lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the best lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely control insects and enjoy the outdoors with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Sox are hit for two straight weeks coming up on May when they open up a six-game series against the Altoona Curve. They're back home on Tuesday, June 15th for a six-game set against the Bingham Ponies. I should check that. It'll be a seven-game series as the Bay Sox inherited a game postponed when they visited Bingham month. Here in the bottom of the second, Prieto leads off and he tries to surprise bunt but fouls it off third base side. A little off angle there and starts out at nothing in one on the number four today. It's Prieto, Joey Ortiz, and Maverick Handley, two up here in the bottom, in a scoreless game. Austin Burr is back to work for Erie. Here's the one. Prieto lines it to right field and down for a base hit. He's got hits in back-to-back games now, and in four of his five as a double. After trying the bunt, he decided to go with it and hit it over the shift for a leadoff single. Here's Joey Ortiz. He's a .206 average this season with his 50 OPS in 37 games, 10 doubles, a triple, 3 homers, 22 runs driven in. Runner at first, out. Home from Bergner. Breaking ball on the infield, shallow right side. It's the right fielder breaking the call and the catch. Prieto back to first base and gone. But the Bays will play six games next week against Altoona, and then seven games the week after against Harrisburg. As much like that series with Binghamton, there was a postponed game when Harrisburg visited Prince George's Stadium last, and because of that, one of the games had to be moved out to the field in Pennsylvania's goal. Here's Maverick Handley, first pitch right side. Count opens up at nothing and one. Handley, a .208 average, the .644 OPS. All comes in 24 games. Three doubles, two homers, 9 runs driven in. Trying to see if he can spot the corner of his eye. Fires the next pitch, changeup misses down, and it goes even at a ball and a strike. So that will be a very tough stretch for Bowie. It does come up in just a little over 2 weeks because they'll play 7 games in 6 days against Harrisburg and 10 games in 6 days against Benton. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down on him, and the count goes to a ball and strikes. Harrisburg and Alta, speaking of those two teams, actually interesting game last night. We'll talk about it later. That two comes in, and Handley watches just a changeup. Good read. Count at two. Harrisburg had put up runs in the first inning in their game last night in Altoona and held a no-hitting into the eighth inning when a loaded the bases on walks, a run, and got a sacrifice fly, tied the game without getting a hit. Pickoff throw back to first. It's close. Not in time. We'll wait on the two for Handley. The game went into the ninth. Before the Curve finally got their first hit, they finished with one hit. And Harrisburg walked it off with a Brady Lindsley solo home run, bottom of the ninth inning. It's about as wild as a game as you are when looking at history and quick moments of excitement. Here's the 2-2. Handley watches high and the count runs full. First full count that Berger has worked today. It's hitting 1-for-11 against him on full count, but he struck out 7 and walked. Runner at first, 1-2 here in the bottom of the second inning, a scoreless game. Berg holds set at the chest.
There goes Briano, the pitch home, into left field, a base hit, that one goes to the... Let's see if Moore puts on the ghost sign for Briano, he does. It's still got by Rose, it's sent home, the throw is left, and the Bay Sox take the lead! RBI for Maverick Hanley, and it's 1-0. The hit and run executes he. The fifth double of the season for Maverick, his 10th RBI. Sox have a 1-0 advantage here in the bottom. That's the third run in Cesar Prieto's young double career. J.D. Mundy, who had an RBI double in his last night. Hanley's in six of his last seven games. He's on such a tear for Bowie Lee. Righty on lefty for Mundy as the first pitch is off the other way. Cued off the edge of his bat. The Erie dugout. It's nothing and one to start. Mundy, a .223 average this season. .633 OPS in 29 games played. Seven doubles, two homers, 13 driven in. Bergner comes set, usually looks back at Hanley at second base, pull as the 0-1 comes in, lofted out toward right field and deep. Era curls around on it and mid-catch on the warning track, rips home into the infield, but advances to third, beating the throw by a hop, and a productive for J.D. Mundy puts third, now with two outs here in the bottom. Eschbach. Right-hander on a right-hander as kicks in for the first pitch. It's checked on. Ball to strike anyway on a changeup walk. Nothing in one. 155 average this season for Eschbach. A .647 OPS. All coming three games with a double, five homers, 12 RBI. Runner at third today here in the bottom of the second. The 0-1 comes in. This one lasered up the line at third. It's trouble to the corner and it's gone! Andrew Dashbaugh says goodbye. A live two-run home run to 3-0 Bowie. 106 miles off the bat for Andrew. 355 feet away from home plate for his sixth of the season. RBI is number 14 for Dashbaugh, and that was a breakout for him. As he'd gone back-to-back games, it's his third here in the month of May. Now for Cespedes. First pitch home to the right-hander. Called a strike. Breaking ball down. Opens up at nothing and one. Cespedes 0-8 on the young season. Just his fourth game with Bay Sox. Has drawn one walk three times. Here's the 0-1. Bounced past the mound, but picked by a well-placed Navagato at second base. He sidearms to first, and the inning is over. But not before the Bay Sox breakout. Guy doubled by Maverick Hanley, and it's a home run up the line by Andrew Dashbaugh. Three runs, three hits, no errors. No. As we go to the third at Prince George's Sox lead, 3-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Time to get rich, flavorful beans from the lush mountain region and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get your a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. As Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, full coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real Royal Farms.
Get your game memorabilia from your favorite base players and future stars, the Bills, at the Tackle Box Team. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's and online at BaySoxShop.com. Tackle Box is the only place to get Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at George's Stadium at BaySoxShop.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide your team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors in creation, output devices, scan flow, to document security and storage, stand people print, not print. DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1022. Find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, this technology made easy.
Third inning here at Prince Stadium, a 3-0 Bowie lead as Antonio Velez gets back to work. 9-1-2 in the Erie Seawolf. First pitch to John Roth, misses down and away for a ball. Count opens up at 1-0. Soff, his first start of this series, is batting just 2-for-11 this season, appeared in only six games for the Seawolves. He's drawn two walks and any runs as the 1-0 misses wide.
barely against the left hand, close to 2-0. Rodoff, a very interesting character, Terry man. I believe he's still in the Army Reserve as the comes in. It's swung on and ground side. Tough play on the run for Ortiz. He gloves it with feet on the outfield and softly tosses it to first. Three put out. That's how the inning gets started. Velez. Back to the top of the lineup and Dylan Rosa now. First pitch home. Rosa watches a called change up lower outside corner. It's nothing. Rosa had a very tough time to strike zone yesterday. He went 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. Eventually a walk, but was taken out on a choice. The old swung on and missed. Curveball down and in. And the count quickly, nothing in two. Well, Velez works so well day games, I feel. He feels a little better. The 0-2 misses high. Count ball on two strikes. I feel like his fantastic start against Akron, it's going to take me a little bit to go back and find it, was a day game, too. Remember, he tossed five innings in that one with only 39 pitches over the five. 2 misses wide, and it goes even at 2 on Dylan Rosa. I can find it real quick. That was a night game. I guess I've lost track. It moved so fast, the sub, by the time the game was over. I guess that's what I'm thinking of. The 2-2 grounded foul, third base holds. Rosa has cemented Bowie in this series, too. He's got home runs, hitting 304, a three-run blast, and a grand slam. The two tied. That one pushes the toy on Rosa, and the count runs full. Apa has started out ahead 0-2. 3-0 Bowie lead at the top of the third. Velez looks for his second, which is a curveball checked on, and some incidental contact leads to a foul. Just rolls right side, and the count holds full. Velez worked a quick rhythm, though. Winds and fires on the next. Breaking ball misses high, and that's a walk for Dylan Rosa. Second walk given up by Velez today. This one with one out of third. He walked the leadoff batter in the second, stranded him. And there's Andrew Navigado with a double play up first. Navigado this season hasn't hit into play. Hits it into the air more often than he hits it on the ground. A 0.7 ground ball to fly ball ratio. As Velez in. Here's the first pitch. Navigado set a fastball inside. Up for ball one, it's 1-0. But Navigado did take a pitch inside his time up. After falling behind quickly, nothing in two. Velez plunked him on the trap. With the only base runner in the first inning. Runner at first, one away. Here's 1-0. Breaking ball, line out right center and down for a base hit. Running in quickly, Cespedes to keep Dillo from advancing anywhere past second base. But that's the first hit of the day. Erie here with one out in the top of the inning. At first and second, and brings a 9 run to the plate in the most dangerous in the lineup for Erie, perhaps the most hitter in the Eastern League at this point, Kerry Carpenter. Well, he held quiet yesterday. It was his fruitless game in about 2 weeks. Broke a night streak after he had already rattled a game hit streak earlier in the season. Runners at first and second, one at the top of the third. First pitch, breaking, checked on, low and away. They appeal and he can go. That seems to be the right. Carpenter pulled it back. Nothing, or start. Carpenter just one double play this year, a 0.7 ground ball to fly ball ratio. As Velez looks good, runner at second, holds the stare for quite some time, now delivers the 1-0, and it's called strike. Change up hits the outside edge, and the count goes even at one. Well, Velez seems to be just nibbling on the edges of this right now. Doesn't want to really anything guy can turn around on in the meat of the barrel. You got to do that with Carpenter. The wild off left side, one middle and high, but it counts to a ball and two strikes. I feel like that might be the time you can get away with a pitch like that. Best bet now might go low in the zone. Velez sets, fires the 1-2, misses down a breaking ball, a little bit well, and the count goes even at 2-1. 1120 PS with runners in scoring position this year for the heavy-hitting lefty. Here's the 2-2. Swing and miss. He got him. Breaking ball on the lower inside corner. Gotten a piece, but Hanley holding.
And Carpenter is down on strike. And a big moment there for Antonio Velez. His second strikeout is the second out here in the third inning. So on to Andre Lipsius now. Left and righty in the first pitch home. Lipsius quickly over to the left side. Picked by Westberg, decides to go to first and gets it there. 6-3 putout is the inning, and after two base runners, Velez is still scoreless. He's thrown four pitches. That was a ninth inning. Check that, a nine-pitch inning. We're on to the bottom of the third here at Georgia Stadium. Bowie leads 3-0, listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. Visit us at 301-238-3300 or visit us at www.pestnow.com.
Nitro Circus all-new tour coming to Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. Fueled by new leads, new tricks, and the craziest gifts. The Good, Bad, and Rad Tour presented by Shock varies the sketchy, scary, cringe-worthy dangers of big air acts to the hilarious comedy of Nitro to daredevils who risk their lives. Bowie, it's going down at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. List $35 are on sale now. ASOX.com.
Hey, fans, if you've got a teacher or educator in a lot to you, or if you're one yourself, you don't want to miss out on the Bay Sox Appreciation Week from Tuesday, June 20th to Friday, July 1st. Teachers who show a school ID at the Bay Sox ticket will get two free tickets of their choice between those days, altered by Educational Systems Federal Credit Union. Again, it's Educator Appreciation at Prince George's Stadium, Tuesday, June 20th to Friday, July 1st.
The bottom of the third inning here at Prince Stadium as Bowie still leads 3-0. Another score frame for Antonio Velez after up two one-out base runners. He's stranded both thanks to a strikeout ground out. Top of the Bowie lineup in the frame is Austin Bergner continues on the mound for Erie in the first pitch to Jordan Westberg. Slider that just misses low. 1-0 to start. Westberg struck looking on a changeup away. His first that led off the first inning. It was a pitch he probably should have gone after. As the one's in. Breaking ball called a slower outside corner. Count goes even at one. And again, it was such a tough stretch for Berg over the tail end of April and the start of May. So glad that he's broken out of it. Right, season's long four-game hit streak as the 1-1 comes in. It's served. Glove of the pitcher and rolled slowly over towards Ginn. There's not going to be a play. Westberg goes to extend his hit streak to a season's long five consecutive games. That one 100 miles an hour clean off the bat. And the base leadoff runner aboard for the second consecutive inning. But yeah, there was that two-week stretch that Westberg was hitting only about 102 specifically from April 20th to May 10th. But he's really turned it around, and he's not really had any trouble being in different positions in the lineup, and it's really fun to see. That's how resilient he is as a player. First pitch to Gunnar Henderson, left-hander, wild strike on a curveball away. It's nothing. Gunnar struck out second in the first inning. It was a 1-2-3 Frank Bergner. Three runs in the second, an RBI double by Nelly, and a two-run home run to Andrew Dashbeck's pitch. Breaking ball, called strike on the upper outside corner to get to nothing and two. But this is what I was talking about a little in pregame, is that starting to piece back together finally. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and watches slider down and in, slid by Rossoff. Count goes to about two strikes. Because there have been a fun individual performances from there have been just great for singular players that may not be able to carries of the cause toward a win, but it's starting to line itself up now that guys are hitting at the right time with other guys on base. The 1-2 misses high, and it goes even at two balls and two strikes on Henderson. Because it happened today, a pair of two-run home runs in the first, and then key are doubles in the sixth and seventh to just continue the attack. Not lay off, not take a breather. Keep with it. Runner go. 2-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Second is just a little short. Berg advances on his third of the season. Bay Sox do have a runner in scoring position, but Henderson's out swinging for the second time today. That's the third of the Bergner, and there's one away here in the third inning. Here's Hudson Hatt. Right-hander.
They play him deep field and to pull, but time quickly called. Takes a step off the back of the mound. First of two allotted step-offs, and he'll get ready to face off against Haskin. Comes set. Sends the first pitch. Haskin watches it. A called strike on a fastball away, counting in one. Well, I noticed something different about Huddy the other day when I was walking through the house. And I acted out fairly quickly. Usually I'm not this quick-witted, but I said, Hudson, you shake out first time all season. I asked what it is. No real change to it. Getting a little warmer out there as the 0-1 is called a strike. Fastball on the same side. It's nothing in two. And then yesterday, I asked him about him shaving 2-3 days ago. Yesterday, he's walking to the clubhouse, and it looked like about four of his facial hair had grown back. And I said, what's going on, man? How did you do that so fast? He said he's never grown a full beard before. Now it's working. The 0-2 misses, and the count goes to a ball and two strike. But yeah, he's got a decent beard in his official team headshot. And it's not Garrett Stallings' caliber, where it's 4 or 5 inches long and his pressed secondary chin. It's a dark color, and you can notice it. 2, Haskin reaches foot out up the right field line. This one falling, and down for all, just in the base sock. So the count stays to ball and two. Wagner staying fairly routine in terms of pitches per inning so far. 14 pitches in the first, 15 pitches in the second. That was his 12th in the... And there's a red second with just one out. So the Bay Sox rattle him a little bit more, especially if had reach here. The center field now as the catcher John Rossoff calls for time. He's probably got legs and a fresh arm. This is his first game all series. Really got to be careful with Westberg. He made a good jump. Pick up that steal. The 1-2. Inside and gets by Rossoff. Sending that hit Haskin as Westberg scampers third base. Bergner is asking what's going on. Flyers are going to come in and converge on this one. Did it hit the Baskin's bat? He was still on his shoulder because then it could go down as a foul. The umpires are going to converge. They're chatting just in between the third baseline and the pound. I didn't get as good of an angle on it that I could say one way or the other. I think they're going to say foul ball. Or, no, they're saying wild pitch, it sounds like. Jorg is staying at third, so it will just be a ball and a wild pitch. Now manager Gabe Alvarez for Erie comes out. He just wants more clarification on it. The home plate umpire and the crew chief, Dane Ponsack, informed Kyle Moore, who's over at third base. Now Gabe Alvarez is asking for certification. So it looks like Askin must have gotten out of the way. Justin pitch must have avoided that. So Westberg advanced third on the wild pitch. The infield for Erie will in now as the count goes even it on Haskin. Big chance, a lot up the middle as the 2-2 is ground to third base side. Count holds. Well, the Bay Sox have already been at home with the infield played in the series. I want to say it was 2 days ago. It was. Adam Hall led off the first with a double, stole third, and then on a ground ball hit to shortstop by Hudson Haskin. Haskin tried that here. Bergner takes time and fires the 2-2. It's called strike three outside corner. Home plate umpire forgot for a second. Call it as a regular strike two, but that's strike. Haskin is down looking. It's the fourth strikeout for Austin Burton. Back to back, a crucial moment for the righty after the leadoff single base for Jordan Westberg. Because now it's on Cesar Prieto, maybe pick up his first multi-hit game. Third base will play in if Prieto another bunt, but I don't really see that happening. Two outs. First pitch. He waddled for strike on the bottom edge of the zone. A changeup starts to count out, nothing in one. Singled over the shift side back in the second inning. A line drop. Came around to score on Maverick Hand. Double. And a two-run home run by Ajok in the same frame has us where we are now. 3-0. The 0-1 grounded high over toward the shift. Picked by the first baseman, Naporti. And he trots a bag to retire Prieto himself. Three unassisted in the inning is over. Gets a leadoff single into scoring. Nobody out. But they can't do anything with it. We go to the fifth here at, or the fourth, Prince George's Stadium as Bowie leads 3-0. You're listening to Bay Sox
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists at Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart other workers' compensation insurance company. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your E back to work. Contain costs, premiums down. That's teamwork. More, connect with your agent or visit lawyers at CEIWC.com.
Best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with Bowling at Prince George's Stadium. Entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team. The Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and deck around the ballpark. Your group can go and have an unforgettable time. Find and schedule your group outing by calling 1-464-480 or going to Bay.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guarantee for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control service, mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. You can effectively control insects and enjoy summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
We're back to Prince George Stadium here as we move on to the fourth inning. And Erie closing up this six-game series while the Bay Sox hold on to a second advantage. Matthew, as Antonio Velez continues on the mound for the Bay Sox, and he fires the first pitch home to Naporti. It misses wide. A changeup count starts out at 1-0. We've got a special guest joining us here for the fourth inning. It's a good friend, Parker Maddox. He was a part of the 12 Smiths promotion from this winter. Next pitch to Naporti is called a strike. Hello. On the outer edge is one. How are you doing today? How's the day been treating? Hot out with the Sunday day.
Just gotta speak into it.
Yep. Just talk away.
Is it interesting?
Here's a swing and a miss from Naporti too.
Yep, one good game so far. Bay Sox started out. It's especially with Handley and Dashbach getting hits.
Yeah, Handley, RBI double, and Dashbach home run. Very big home run for Dashbach. Needed that one as he'd been without hits for back-to-back games, but now things are really looking good for Bowie as they lead things. Hey, you've been around all for a week today. You've been doing a lot of the jobs around here, Park. Am I right?
I was the on-field MC last Sunday.
Here's a diving grab by Ortiz. He fires to second and gets the runner.
There he goes.
Naporti to sneak it up the middle, but you can't get us Joey Ortiz. That was excellent.
Right, next, Gage Workman.
Gage Workman, he's been scuttling a little bit. Does have a full streak going right now.
He didn't play last game, though.
Yeah, he had yesterday off. Hitting still all right and does have a couple of home runs. 7% overall in the set.
He's had a walk already this game.
So it's been definitely a warm day. Have you taken part in any of the on-field promotions that they have, Parker?
Well, I did last Sunday. I helped Paul down there facilitate it.
Oh, very fun.
Yeah.
Well, did you play any of
them? I didn't play. I was the guy with the mic.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I was servicing what was what and who was who.
Were you at the game last night, too?
That I was. I did a PA announcing.
Oh, fantastic. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Workman. Misses count goes to a ball and two strikes. Now, if you were here last night, my fantastic performance after the eighth inning on the bumper ball game.
Oh, yeah.
where I came away victorious.
Yeah.
The champion of the front office.
You went up against an intern.
Yeah, well, that's what they got to get used to, is going up against if they want to join in on an internship. That's what they sign up for. Here with Parker Maddox here for the fourth inning, a loyal fan of the basin, is part of a good throwback from Christmas time, as the 2-2 in is swung on and missed for strike three.
He out. He gone.
That's a great for Velez. A fastball low and away. That's the third strikeout for Antonio afternoon, and quickly two gone here in the fourth. Velez has retired four straight.
Antonio pitch earlier this series?
He started the first game and did get a bit. It was funky when you give up five home runs. I think you might get tagged for maybe even what Velez did, but three of the solo home runs.
Cabrera out center field. It drops and he gets first base.
So Daniel Cabrera with a center, just a little flare, line drive shot. That breaks out a thriftless skid for him. He was needing that. Just a first pitch attack in his half bat against Velez today. So do you have a lot of thoughts about sports, I imagine?
Yep, I have a lot. In summer 2020, I had two online pre-college programs.
Oh, okay.
On sport management and sports marketing. I worked for the Bethesda Big Trend game operations intern last summer, and I'm going to do the same this summer.
Here's a shout-out by Eric De La Rosa, but Rick Cespedes, and it's caught. Oh, that's a quick frame for Antonio Velez. Faced four, retired three, gave up a two-out single, and left at first. We're on to the bottom of the fourth here at Prince George's Stadium. Parker Maddox after this. Bowie leads 3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics. We'll be lighting up sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games. Also, we'll give you the best bang for your Sky Shooter Displays, inclusional shows, true pyro music, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limited, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online at ZYPyrotechnics.com.
Most people don't know what a steep is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just a moment to think about what your world would like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based, cellular service, and refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that impact. Please visit steamfitters602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
At DCA Imaging Systems, provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted source. From document creation, output to scanning and workflow, to document security, we understand people print printers. Give DCA Imaging a call 301-577-021 or find out more about how we can help you. DCA.com. DCA Systems, office technology made.
Action here at Prince George's State. Bay Sox lead 3-0. Joined by Parker Maddox here in this inning as Austin Berkner continues on the mound for Erie. First pitch to Ortiz, misses down by a slider. Parker, Ortiz playing well the last couple of days, hasn't he?
I was at the game last night. He had four RBIs.
That was a new career high for Ortiz as the one open. It's called a strike and a slider low and away. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Bowie ahead 3-0 here, fourth inning. Trying to close out lengthy homestand with a win.
Let's hope they do it because the four games, let's just say, have not gone well.
Little tough to follow through. But
well, Erie's fourth in the league, and Bowie's been in some tough competition. They faced Hartford, who's number two in the league, only behind Summer, and they're facing Erie here this week.
And Erie's always been able to ride on starting pitching, and it worked for them so well four games, just not so much the last two. Here's the 2-1, called a strike side corner slider to Ortiz at two. Well, how many of the games have you gone to? I can't imagine you were here for all games of this homestand.
To the one last Sunday and today, but because those were the that's when I had booked to do mixes.
Okay.
I did on-field MC last Sunday and announcing yesterday for one inning.
Okay. Which one did you like the most?
I don't know. I'd say yes, one.
That's true.
Also. Although I think being an on-field MC was pretty fun. You know, you get to know people, you get
very
to interact
true.
With kids, you get to facilitate a lot of. I think that's something that I'd look to doing in the future.
Joey Ortiz off single over to the shortstop. It would weakly hit enough that he was able to base.
Handley.
As plays in.
Handley up to bat now. Pulled a strike.
A little bit wide, but they'll take it.
Umpires, they have their job for a reason. It's not high school sports where the referees are just volunteer. These are professional guys.
Mm-hmm. The one count set to come home to Handley. The RBI double in the second. Home. Checked on high. Go. So Ortiz, after that single, he's got hits in back-to-back games now for Bowie in three of his last four. Like I said, he's been on a much better over the last, you could say, weeks. 760 S in May. A little bit over 100 points better than his overall season.
Handley's had a pretty good game so far, and he brought home Prieto.
He did bring home Prieto on double, yes.
Got brung home by Dashbach, and that's how the 3-0 situation we're in right now.
Big two-run home run for Andrew Dash. It's a line drive shot up the third line for Dashbach's sixth of the season. Right now it's on Handley, and the next pitch is fouled off of the catcher.
Comes very to the press box.
We did have, Parker, we did have one foul ball. I think it was earlier this homestand. Might have been. Either Tuesday or Wednesday. It took one bounce right in front. He's probably about three, four rows deep and made its way into the press box. Shocking it for the folks that weren't paying too much attention. Just got to keep your eye on the ball, Parker. You can't stay off the ball.
It's very important. In the pitcher's glove or in the mitt or on the bat.
Pitch misses away and the count runs full here on Handley with runner at first and nobody out.
This is a situation that can definitely be molded a situation.
Oh, yes.
And also go against you, but I would say that's neutral in terms of the count.
They obviously want to try and turn two as they set to pull, and they've got Ortiz picked.
Ortiz, he's caught. They tagged him on his way to second.
Yeah, he took one hesitation step to second just as Bergner was throwing to first. And that's going to happen time to time. The pickoff goes 1-3.
Now we're at two outs.
Just one out.
Yeah, I thought they tagged.
But that's still only the first out.
Yeah.
Ortiz led off the inning, and that's Bill Handley with a 3-2 count.
My bad.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, all right.
Here's the payoff, Lee, and it's ball four anyway. So if Ortiz had played a little conservatively, maybe it'd be first nobody out, but instead it's just runner at with one out.
Yeah. Normally it's a very dealing basis from the games I've seen this season. I mean, I've seen today, yesterday, last April, I think, and I also saw them play April 14th on the road in Binghamton. I was up in upper.
Oh, very interesting.
I was up in upstate New York colleges, Syracuse that was... and Ithaca, and so since Bowie was in the area, I'd go see them.
Here's G. Mundy, first pitch misses down, count starts low. That was an interesting series for Bowie. Took four of the five games.
Yeah, and of course they've got to make their play in as part of a doubleheader at home.
Yeah, so next month when Binghamton make down to Bowie, they'll play seven games days. Here's the 1-0. Lift foul by Mundy left side, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. But again, we're joined by Parnix here in this half inning for 12 Days of Christmas program.
Yep.
Signed up for those great packages, signed up for a couple of them, just taking the full ballpark experience over the last week plus here at Prince George's Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great idea here. I'm frankly surprised that this ballpark isn't more widely recognized as one of the best in the minors.
There's a lot of just beauty too when you look out past the outfield, watch these, you see the set of the both bowls outfield. It's very, very nice.
It gives a vibe similar to that of the Fredericksburg ballpark. New one.
1-2 pitch is swung on to JD Mundy. Yeah. He's down on strikes.
It gives a lot of vibe similar to Fredericksburg. It's got the forest background. It's sort of, you know, it's only got one super shop. You know, it's got boxes up there with very few seat rows.
You sound like a very minor league ballpark traveler from what it sounds like.
Yep,
you've been to Binghamton, you've been here.
Yep, I went to visit some relatives in Ohio, Hinton, Akron, and Columbus.
Very, very nice.
I've been to Brooklyn, I've been to Hudson Valley, hoping to go across California this summer. Mom, if you're listening,
let's get the planning started right now.
I want to see eight of nine teams if all my way.
Here's the 0-1 to Dash, bounded the other way, and threw for a base hit.
Base hit.
On third base goes Handley. A two-out single for Dashbach, and had a two-hit day.
Yeah. The Bend, a couple times I've seen him. This is my local park, so I come here the most. Although it's an hour drive from Potomac.
Yeah.
From Potomac, Maryland. We thought we, but we really didn't.
No, they are. The Potomac. We're in Woodbridge, Virginia.
Yep, and when I moved to Potomac when I was very little, I cried because we weren't going to have a team. I was looking forward to having a team.
Nope. That's
Bethesda Big Train. Shout out to their summer collegiate baseball team.
Okay.
I'm going to work for them this summer.
Wonderful. For Dash, just his third multi-hit game of the season as Christopher Cespedes steps in. Here's the first pitch. Curveball for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing in one. First and third, two away here in the fourth. Bowie ahead 3-0. Hope increase as we're joined by Parker Maddock for the remainder of this inning.
Yep, comes down to this right here. Although the game carries a lot of weight in baseball. You know,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Here's a pop-up. Shout left. Yeah. Out is the shortstop.
Got it.
And it's Workman. Something is over. Parker, thank you so much for stopping. I really enjoyed spending the time with you.
My pleasure.
Glad
thank
you got to
me.
See everything that was at Prince George's Stadium. All right,
it
is very beautiful. We're going to wrap it up here and head on to the fifth inning as Bowie comes up empty in the fourth. We're back after this from Prince George's Stadium. It's 3-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, coffee lovers, where you'll find the world's freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new system, it takes less than a minute to go from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Farms. So try one. It'll love it first sip. Because it's best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
It's the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best fan of the Bay Sox, and it's going to be free for kids ages 3 through 10. Futures Club members get access to Spurs-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just sign. Parents, head over to BaySox.com, sign up your kids, so don't miss out on promotions and giveaways at Prince George's this season and next. The Bay Sox, sign up now at BaySox.com.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVA service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning wages and the best benefits in our area. Visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Well, the Bay Sox return home for a seven-game series. It's the Binghamton Rumble Pony on June 14th. Features two different fireworks shows and a Father's Day celebration on Sunday, June 19th. Players and their kids can run the bases and play catch in the outfield after the game. We move to the fifth inning here at Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox lead 3-0. Les deals to John Rossoff. This is down and away a curveball. No to start against the left-handed hitting catcher. Bringing it up briefly in Rossoff's previous plate appearance when he grounded out to second. He's a graduate of the Army. Next ball off left side, and the count goes even at one. Graduated from Army West Point. He's homeschooled in high school, but went to Army West Point, graduated, and got picked up at Tigers after a couple of years in the service, of course. Salutes the flag during them. He's a very down-to-earth guy. As called a strike on the outside edge. Count goes two strikes. First graduate of any of the federal military academies to play for the Seawolves in history. The 1-2 swung on and missed for speed. So Velez works up his fourth strikeout of the day. Now goes back top of the lineup in Dylan Rosa. This is going to be an important inning for Antonio Velez, inning where Erie poured on home runs against him back on Tuesday. And I've walked through some of his notes across each individual inning this season, and his ERA takes a jump in the fifth and sixth. Here's the to Dylan Rosa, called a strike on the outside of the zone. Count opens up at nothing and one. Now his numbers in the sixth may be a little bit inflated. He made it into the sixth once this year. As the 0-1 in, it misses low and goes even at a ball and a strike on Rosa. Has a 17.1 ERA in the fifth inning this season. Next misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. An over one day for Dylan Rosa. Flew out to right first inning, drew a walk in the third. As the next pitch comes home. Breaking ball, checked on, down and in. Pulled back in time, and the count goes to 3-3. It's a very warm day here at Prince George's Stadium. Maybe one heavy cloud or two above rain-making cloud. It's just sitting there, looking pretty. Here's the 3-1 to Rosa. Breaking ball, a curve. Called for strike on the top half of the zone, and the count holds. The third full count given up by Antonio Velez today. Two of them have been to Rosa, walked back in the third inning against one. Here's the payoff. Line drive shot left field, base hit. Touches down toward the gap, but it's Andrew Dashbach before Rosa can second base. It's a one-out goal for Rosa. He's got hits in his last seven now for the Seawolves. And Andrew now step into the box. So this is where Velez needs Ken. He has had his trouble points this season with an inning getting out of hand. But right now, he's still relatively efficiently. 66 pitches so far. As the first pitch comes in to Nagato, and it's grounded over to short. Could be two. Esper gloves, goes to second himself. Fires for the twin killing. Six unassisted, three double play, and the inning is over. Full play for Jordan Westberg at shortstop this season. And as we're halfway at Prince George's Stadium, the Bay Sox 3-0. You're listening to Bay Sox.
At DCA Systems, we provide a tenured team technology professionals ready to be trusted advisors. For document output devices, scanning and work security and storage, we underscore print, not printers. Give Jing a call, 301-577-1021, or more about how we can help you, dcaimaging.com. CA Imaging Systems, ophthalmology made easy.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employees Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health service includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, pay costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, your agent, or visit Chesapeake Employees at CEIWC.com.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to seats at Prince George's Stadium. You can see 30% of your selected seat from Dunn and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flex change options, discounts, and sweet racial access to the Diamond View Restaurant. Members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now, 301-464-465. We're heading online to BaySox.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning here at Prince George's Stadium as Bowie leads 3-0. Matt Sabatis with you, and Westberg will lead things off. First quarter for Bowie.
Gunnar and Hudson Haskin will follow, and as the Ducks do get a right-hander up and moving in their books, like Antonio Velez might be after finishing his five scoreless. First, Burke skies it out to center, deep. Does De La Rosa see it? Finally does. That one hung up for so long. He was able to find it just by quickly shading his eyes and making the catch for the first out of the inning. I think that's the first time that De La Rosa in field has been involved in a putout. It is. Here's Gunnar Henderson. One away here in the bottom of the fifth inning, a 3-0 lead. They play Henderson. He struck out twice today, hasn't put it in first pitch. Called a strike on the low side corner. It's nothing and one. Right-hander throwing against the wall. Erie bullpen. Navalon. Not throwing at you just yet. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Misses down a breaking ball. Count goes even at a ball on a strike. It's like the big Adam Stauffer warming in their bullpen. Here's the next. Misses. And the count goes to Gunner. Well, I was in the club today. Day was getting started, so only a couple of folks were rolling. And I saw Cody Roberts before he hit AAA Norfolk. As the 2-1 comes and watches it bounce in low. Count to them. And he was playing Pokemon Go. And I hadn't seen anyone playing that yet this season. It's always such a game, obviously. Personally, I never got into it when it first came out. I probably played it for a month, but I know it made a resurgence. And I asked him, well, how many people are at the clubhouse? Here's the 3-1. It's down, ball four. Henderson draws the walk. His league-leading fifth of the season. Here's Hudson Haskin. On righty. Pickoff throw back to Fur. Not in time. It was close. Haskin slid in. That's a fluid move from Austin Bergner. It caught Joey Ortiz earlier in the game. Blends it well with the special kick that he has to deliver to the play. Throws off runners. First pitch. Haskin bunts it up the third base line. It's a beaut. Lipsy is bare hands. Can't get it there. Time. A bunt for Haskin. He's got hits in back-to-back games now for the Bay Sox, and hits in six of his last seven. Well, looks like I've just did. Clubhouse John Weinberg letting me know that it was the taxi that Cody Roberts has been put on, not in folks specifically, so he's with Bolton this current road trip. Well, John, if you're there, all I know is that I've been told he was put onto North roster, so technically he's there whilst the taxi squad. I just followed the official wording that comes my way. As Cesar Prieto digs in, first pitch, thank you for listening, John, I appreciate that. As runners are at first and second with one in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the next pitch. So we're going to spur back to the mound. This could be two. Sent to second, but Workman can't pick it. Glove into right field, and Hent speeds home to score. Fielder's choice to first base, or to the pitcher. And an error on Workman. He was thinking about turning two, even realizing he had gloved the ball. So Haskin reaches on the E6. Prieto reaches on the fielder's choice. And Henderson's fourth run of the game for Bowie. So let me finish that story. I was getting how the Bay Sox are getting going. I was talking with Roberts before he had gone up to the taxi squad. And he was like, well, how many people are playing Pokemon? He said, well, I'm really one of the only ones left. And he said, but a lot of people are playing on their Switch. And at that point, we settled off into about a 10-minute conversation about different Nintendo Switch games that we've all played. And come to find out, there's a good, and I'd say probably about 30% of the Bay Sox club that has been heavily invested in the latest Legos game over the last 2-3 weeks. I'll tell you why. It's because the latest games, all of the 9 mainline movies at this point, everything from episodes 1 through 9. Here's G's first pitch is a curveball for strike in the lower outside corner, counting in one.
It's still runners first and second with one out. But again, an error allowing Haskin to reach. So runs could become unearned depending on how this inning shapes up. Next pitch, Ortiz watches pitch low, a changeup. Count in two. It was a single left field for Ortiz. More specific to the shortstop, it was just a slow roller. But he was then picked off in the fourth. No one holding runner at first right now, though, since there's a runner. The 1-2 bounced up the first line, but foul. Late attack on a fastball or outside corner, and the count stays at nothing. But it's 4-0 Bowie now here in the fifth inning, as they've got a big opportunity to try and break out of this skid that's been plaguing them. So they can pick up back-to-back wins time in quite some time. The last time consecutive games was the doubleheader sweep of Harrisburg on May 8th. Here's the 1-2. Swinging a pop-up, right field, foul. This one will get out of here. As the count stays, the ball in 2 strikes. And now it's a different right-hander in the bullpen throwing against the wall. It's Yaya Shentouf. No one is throwing to a catcher yet. Justin Bergner has continually fed Ortiz with fastballs on the outside as the count still holds ball in 2 strikes. And time called. An auto ball has been called. Bergner didn't deliver fast enough. So the count goes to 2-2. Here's the pitch. Ortiz flares it outfield. This could advance the runner. Daniel Cabrera camps under, receives, but the runner stays put. Hudson doesn't want to test. Didn't seem deep enough. Only about 3 feet, and again, with how short the walls are, especially up the line at premium, can be a little bit deceptive at points on what could be considered flyout, even though it is, you know, out the deep outfield, it's still close enough just because the walls are short in. So that's the start of the inning, and now it goes to Maverick Hanley. Long time before we finally get the first to Hanley. It's checked on, a breaking ball. He didn't go down on the curve. The count starts out at 1-0. At the plate for Hanley, he had an RBI double and a run scored in the second. He won the fourth, but got stranded over at third. Was at first and second, two away here in the bottom of the fifth as Bowie leads 4-0. The ball to strike on a slider just up and away. Count goes even and a ball and a strike on Hanley. Dario Gardea forming in the bullpen for Erie now. Third different pitcher gotten up and loose is finally the first to throw to a catcher. He lofts one foul right side. Goes to a ball and 2 strikes here. There's a bee in the book, goodness. Seen a couple of them buzzing around and now they're landing on my papers. Ooh. If I go silent for a little bit, just understand I said it ran away. A ball is on Hanley. Here's the pitch. Swinging a fly out toward right field. Up the line, foul ground. Cabrera in the Bay Sox bullpen. So the inning is over. Sox did get a little bit of a chance. A walk and a bunt single, followed by an error. They eventually got a run across on that error, but stranded two runners. We're on to the sixth here at Georgia Stadium. The Bay Sox push it to a 4-0 advantage. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Displays by ZYPix will be lighting up the sky with top line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give bang for your buck. Sky Shoot Displays include traditional shows, pyro musicals, custom choreography, and much more. The night sky is really limitless. Don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling 570-328-161 or visit us online at ZYPyrotechnics.com.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count on the biggest at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a funny ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got a season with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now.com. Only two chances to catch fireworks in June on the 17th and 18th against the Binghamton Rumble Pony. Hope to see you there.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control service for your residential and commercial pest control. Call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call now. You can reach us at 301-31-8300. Visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
We roll on to the sixth inning here at Prince George's Stadium as increase their lead to 4-0. And what a start it was. Antonio Velez as the Bay Sox tip into their bullpen for the first time. The line on the lefty, and it looks like this. He tossed 5 innings, just 3 hits and no runs. He struck out 4 batters, 2, finished just north of 60 pitches. That is the longest scoreless of the year for Velez. He opened with scoreless in his Orioles organizational debut and himself up in line for a big win today. As Adam Stauff takes over, first pitch home to Carey Carter is swung on and missed low, a fastball. Count opens up at nothing to one. It'll be Carpenter, Lipsorti due up in this half inning for the Wolves. They play Carpenter to pull and have on the infield. Ankles are on the ground. One. This one skied out toward field and deep. Haskin running back for the wall, and it's gone. If someone's going to win, it's going to be Carey Carpenter. This is 16th of the fifth of this series. A leadoff slow home run for Carpenter. The shutout and inches Eraser. Bowie still leads 4-1. Third baseman on this. My goodness. What does he have left to point? He's got hits in 10 of his last 11 games now and in 9 of his last 21 games. What does he have left to prove? Here's Andre Lipsius. First pitch, called a strike on the outside edge in 1. Didn't look at the numbers on that one just yet. Let me put it up real quick. 100 miles an hour off the bat and 405 feet away. Here's the next. Called a strike on the another 94 mile an hour fastball from Sir. It's nothing and 2. Adam Stauffer, a 6'7", 240 right-hander, 19th round draft selection, 2017 from Coatesville High School, Pennsylvania. The 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Lipsius goes chasing on a fastball well away and a 3-pitch punch out for Stauffer. His first strikeout of the day, 5th overall for Bowie pitching. Stauffer on the season has made 6 appearances, and he's been one of the effective relievers out of the pen, especially long relief roles, but a 2.30 ERA. Quincy Naporti is a curveball called middle-middle it hits after the break. Count starts out at nothing and 1. 15 and 2/3 innings for Stauffer, 16 punch-outs. Next pitch misses down fastball, and the count goes even at a strike. There's only one more game in the month of May, but Turner practically has the award locked up. Next pitch, called a strike on the bottom edge, 93 on the 1-2. This isn't an exaggeration. He had 12 home runs in May and driven in 20 cents. Here's the next pitch, down, and the count goes even. He'll win that award, and that should be the last thing he hangs mantle before going to Tulane. There's really nothing Carey Carpenter here. The 2-2 curveball, spoiled foul right, and the count stays. Right-hander Gardea continues to warm in the bullpen for Erie, so Austin Bergner should finally be after 5 innings, giving up 4 runs. Here's another 2-2 to Naporti. Foul this time right side. That one Kids Park. Naporti 0-for-1 in the day. Put out to the second baseman in the fourth. He won second inning. Another 2-2. Swung on, fouled off, right side. Naporti has really had some great awareness, especially on these fastball way. Very long wingspan to get on ball, especially when it's so far out home. It's the 2-2. Swinging a pop-up. Left field, shallow, backing up with Westberg. Waves the arms. Fourth called off by Dashbach in left. And Dashbach is the one to make the catch. 2 away. Here's Gage Workman, 0-for-2 today with a pair of strikeouts. First pitch home to the switch hitter, Bepti, is swung on and missed low for a 0-1. Workman bats much better as a hitter, 205 compared to just 182. And of course, he was batting at righty for the first 2 plate appearances against Velez, the 0-1. Called a fastball upper outside corner, 0-1. Well, the thing I really like about Stauff, he just locates so well. This ball is just, it's all so accurate that Erie bat have no chance. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him for three. High fastball, and the inning is over. Strikes out a pair, but he will lead off home run to Kerry Carpenter. To be expected as Carpenter continues torrid month of May. As we go into the sixth, though, the Bay Sox still hold on advantage. It's 4-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the is the best time at the ballpark. Friends and family out to celebrate and be the show. Dance on the dugout with Lou. Games in the stadium. Introduce a game, and you'll even get to have the some sing for you. Bay Sox birthdays, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's State. Book yours by calling 301-464-40 or at baysox.com.
Are you interested in beginning or ending on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path you up for life without experiencing any debt? If you are interested in these and you live in the D.C. area, the UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. More information about our apprenticeship program to apply, please visit steam-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
It's time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain region of Colombia and Brazil to Royals. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the first and freshest coffee in the world. Royal Farms' new Swiss-made machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Bottom of the sixth, East Georgia Stadium as Bowie leads one. Trying to close out this series with Erie, the win and a two-game streak. He will lead things off. He faces off a pitcher, first out of the pen for Erie. It's Dario Gardea, and the pitch home is a fastball called for strike. Edge to Mundy, nothing in one to open. It's Mundy, Dashbach, then Sesu up in this half inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch. He takes inside again, more inside, as Gardea was maybe hoping he could get another called strike, but a little bit too much runoff. Count goes even at one. The line Austin Bergner is final, and he's the pitch at the moment as Bowie leads the 1-1 left side, 1-2. Bergner went five innings, gave up seven hits, four runs, three were earned. He struck out five and walked two of a home run. It was a two-run blast by Andrew Dashbach. Here's the pitch. Mundy lasers it out center field. This one sending Rosa on. He looks up, and it's over his head. Off the wall. Poor glove by De La Rosa. Enter. But Mundy will be glad with just the double. He slows him down into second base. That's his eighth two-bagger of the season. He's got hits in back-to-back games after breaking season's long three-game hit streak. Man aboard for Bowie for the third time. Make that the fourth time today out of things. And now Andrew Dashbach will in. Set a perfect day at the plate so far. Two-run home run in the second inning, sitting fourth. Here's the first. Called a strike outside edge, and it's nothing in one. Let's tell you a little bit more about the new pitcher on the mound. Got the chance. Dario Gardea, a 6'2", 210-pound, 23 righty from Chihuahua, Mexico. International free agent 2018. 5-1. It's checked on a slice away, and the count goes even a strike. Right-hander sets, hires the 1-1 to Dashbach, and it's swung on curveball down. Count goes to a ball, strikes now. Gardea making just his second appearance with Erie. His AA debut was early in this same series when he tossed this inning and two-thirds. Get one walk, one strikeout. Here's the move. Swing and a miss. Dashbach is on a fastball up and away, and he's down on strikes for the first time today. First out for Gardea, sixth overall for pitching. Gardea makes out of the bullpen for High again before getting the call up. Well, went 1-1 with a 2.95 RA in 18 and a third innings of work. That's six earned runs total with just two walks and 20 strikeouts. Yeah, really have much left to prove down there with that out to walk ratio. Here's Christopher Cespedes, first pitch home. Slider misses down and away. Starts out at 1-0. Cespedes looking for his first hit with Bowie this season. He's 0-10 when you include hit two mark today. Grounded out to second. Flew out to left field in the fourth. Runner at second way here in the bottom of the sixth. The 4-1 boot. And Gardea steps off the back of the mound for a moment. Gardea sets and fires the 1-0. Cespedes watches down and away fastball. Count goes to 2-0. On the last half inning. How there's a good contingency. Some players in the Bay Sox clubhouse are going around playing the Legos games, and just about everyone that is, it'll be the show as the 2-0 is lofted toward right center field and down for a base. Shallow enough that JD is held at third base, but it's the first hit for Christopher Cespedes since joining Bowie earlier this week. One out single puts them at the corners. One away. And as it goes back to the top of the Jordan Westberg, we'll try to get it going for Bowie. 4-1 Bowie. Berg riding a 1-for-3 day. Off the mid of the pitcher, back in the third. Stole second base. Advanced to third on a wild pitch, but was left stranded after two strikeouts and a ground out. Left side of the infield plays in for pitch. Westberg watches slider kike on the top half of the zone. It's nothing in one. Westberg, a 47% roll rate. Double play would end the inning, and there's a big gap on the right side of the infield because they want the second baseman, Navigado, to start out that double play. Here's the 0-1. Swinging a flare into center field and down for a base hit. It's Mundy. He'll score. The throw goes to third base as Cespedes second, but it's an RBI single for Jordan Westberg, and Bay Sox advance one lead. Westberg's team-leading 12th multi-hit game of the season is 27th RBI of the year. One shot for Henderson's team-leading 28th, and Henderson steps into the box as we'll get a mound visit with pitching to Dan Reichball. First and second, one away here in the bottom of the sixth. He still holds on now to a four-run advantage. Fans, Pest Now is a proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, and they provide pests for Prince George's Stadium. Your residential and commercial pest control needs, anything from general control, termite control, mosquito control, really any pest control services, that and all others. Give Pest Now 301-31-8300 or visit them online at pestnow.com. That's Pest Now. Yash Shentouf is already upping in the bullpen for Erie. It was Shentouf and Johan who were throwing up against the wall. I should rephrase that. Not familiar with baseball. That does actually sound a little off. Throwing the hard ball up to the wall to get their bodies loose an inning and a half ago. That's more specific and less oblivious. But Shentouf is now warming in the bullpen for Erie as Gardea is struck here in the sixth. It's second with just one away and gunning up to bat, looking for his first hit of the day. Pitch misses down a fastball. Count starts out at 1-0. Can't tangle with Henderson by at the edge of the zone or trying to get him to doesn't do that. Drew a 3-1 count in the fifth, his league-leading 30th of the season in just 40 games. Here's the call to strike. A slider count goes even at a ball and a strike. It's a 323 average for this Henderson this season with runners in scoring. But he's come up twice. Well, check that just once with a runner in scoring position. He struck out swinging. That was in the third. Here's one. He tried swing but couldn't get through. Do appeal on it, but they say he went the call. So the count to a ball and two strikes now. Hudson asking on deck for Bowie at by four. 10 hits for the Bay Sox here in this series finale this afternoon. Trying to win back-to-back for the first time in about 3 weeks. The 1-2. Swinging a flare at center field. This one hanging up and a sliding grab by Eric De Losa. Looks like Westberg, rather Cespedes, will try to advance. Tagged out. Cespedes was already halfway to third before he had to turn around and go to second. Tried to tag and thrown out on what I believe to be a 6. No, just a 8-5, retiring Cespedes. That's the second outfield of Eric De La Rosa this season. Ends the Bowie rally, but they do another one across the board. A leadoff to J.D. Mundy and a one-out RBI by Jordan Westberg. As we move into that Prince George's Stadium, Bowie leads 5-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Nitrox is back with an all-new tour coming to Prince Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. Few athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions. The Good, Bad, and Rad Tour by A-Shock marries the sketchy, scary, injure-worthy dangers of big air action sports to the hilarious comedy of lunatic daredevils who risk their lives in it. Bowie, it's going down at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. Tickets as low as $35 are on at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to pussy, care is around the corner at First. Walk in to see a doctor 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most meds plans are accepted. For rudenesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Very special day to Stadium on Saturday, June 18th that you don't want to miss. The Roberto Clay and Latin Baseball Celebration sponsored by Chesapeake Employers Insurance. That get to the game will have a chance to bid on worn Bay Sox jerseys with proceeds going to benefit the Clemente Foundation. Again, don't miss out on your chance piece of Bay Sox history on Saturday 18th with the Roberto Clemente and Latin Baseball Celebration. And you can get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
Seventh inning action here at Prince George's Stadium, a 5-1 Bowie lead. Adam Stauffer back to work. He's off against Daniel Cabrera. First pitch home is a called strike on a low fastball. Just that accuracy from Adam Stauffer today has been so perfect. Displaced one pitch, but so big problem. Here's a line drive over field, a base hit. Down just out of the line as it rolls into the pit by Christopher Cespedes. This could be a three as Cabrera tries for it. Though the second baseman is offline and backed up by Stauffer. Triple for Daniel Cabrera, his second of the season. A leadoff freebagger, and up comes De La Rosa. Now, just as I was, Stauffer misplaced one pitch and it burned him. He rebounded fine, and just like in the sixth inning, he gave it to the first batter. Gave a tough solo home run to Kerry Carpenter in the seventh, the leadoff triple to Daniel Cabrera. We'll see if Stauffer can work the rest of the way like he did back in the sixth. First pitch to Eric De La Rosa, breaking ball line right to short in the air by Jordan Westberg. Offliner at only 75 miles to the bat, and there's one gone. That's just on the nose. On to John Ross now. They play the pull. He grounded out to second in the swinging his last time up. First pitch. Misses just wide. A count starts out at 1-0. Had it a little bit now that this is his only game series. Al Rossoff is an active duty reservist. He said that he could hold up at any time. I imagine some reasons to, you know, quest to avoid as the next one is foul left side. Count goes even at one. But it is obviously very, very unique situation that personally I don't acknowledge in. He's such a hard worker for having to go through while also being moved around different levels because he's played with High A West Michigan to Erie this year. The 1-1. Missing away a fastball. Count goes 2 balls and a strike. I should have gotten the chance to ask sometime around this series if he had to, you know, visit around a little bit. Maybe walk the National Mall. And of course, the Bing Hotel is in Annapolis, so maybe he's seen the Naval Academy. Here's the 2-1. Break will bounce through the hole left side of Bayhead. That'll score a run. Cabrera down. Rossoff picks up the single for his third hit of the season. First RBI. It's a 5-3 lead here in the top of the seventh inning. That's a run you'd gladly trade off for because you still lead by 3. You can turn the now and hopefully cruise through those final 6 outs. Maybe turn it over to a situation if isn't able to go 4 innings, which I don't mind. Here's a grounder to third, could be 2. Prieto gloves, goes to second for 1. A hard run from Mundy to first, and Mundy can. The ball skips down and into the air, but Mundy keeps it in. Fielder's choice goes 4 as De La Rosa reaches. With how offline the throw just was, that was a good attempt by Mundy to keep it in front. The fact that it didn't hit him should be commended. 2 away. Runner still at first base, Rosa just replacing Rossoff. Here's Andrew Navagato. He hit double play in the fifth inning. Obviously, it doesn't matter now with 2 outs. That is Stauffer sends up, and it's called a strike. High fast count starts out at nothing and 1. Just such a fastball heavy day for Stauffer. Three offerings. Fourth and a curve and a change. Here's the 1. Curveball called for strike on top side. Count goes to nothing and 2. And I remember yesterday, the Seawolves broadcaster Greg Gagne and I chit-chatting. He said something, well, why Ryan Watson not using the high ball for just about every pitch he was throwing, a spit-down pitch, when he was getting strikes fastball?
As the 0-2 comes in, it's a slider that misses down for a ball, count to 1-2. And I told him, I said, Greg, you got to remember, the leagues are about development. Just because angular pitch is working doesn't mean always be using it, especially here in the minors. The hope of the minors and these games is to develop these pitchers and to be big leaguers. The 1-2 missed, and the count goes even at 2. And if Ryan Watson's ball is what's working best for him, sure, you can keep get outs, but he can't keep using it forever. He can't keep using it 70% of the time leagues. He'd get hammered. Develop his other pitches. Runner go. 2-2 is grounded over to third. Good kick on the side by Prieto. He said that Mundy can't receive it. And the runner bumped into Mundy. Is there an obstruction interference call there? No, Mundy was just trying to get to the ball. All they're saying is that Navagat had entered the baseline, so he had to get to first base. Imagine that'll go down. As Rose advanced to third. Now we are in a tight situation for, because we're talking about tying run with Carpenter, who had the solo run against Stauffer in the sixth inning. First pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball, and it's nothing and one. Do we have a decision yet on that? Like they have ruled it as an error. Here's the next. This is up and away on cards at one. It's a 1-for-3 Carpenter, of course, the solo home run. He's the first batter that Stauffer faced in the inning. Stauffer's allowed a run here in the seventh after a leadoff triple and an RBI single by John Rossoff. First and third, still with two outs here in the seventh inning as Bowie leads 5-2. Here's the 1-1. Carpenter, tick foul, back to the screen, and the count goes to strikes. So they rule it a throwing error on Cesar Prieto, his first at third this season. Stauffer looks for the 1-2, is in there for strike three. Frozen with the curveball, half of the zone, and the time struck out with two runners left. We stretch Prince George's Stadium as the lead 5-2. We're back after you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It's a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. To help their team stand out from the rest, specialists also help set Chesapeake Employer Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health service team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake's at CEIWC.com.
On the Green and Graded is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs and commercial lawns. Our lawn programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guarantee for even the toughest lawns. On the also offers outdoor pest control service, mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects for the outdoors this summer with On the Graded. Go to ongreeninc.com.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats, and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Bottom heading here at Prince George's Stadium, a 2-buoy lead. The bases will try to increase for just a couple of more innings before hopefully turning things over to Adam Stauffer and potentially Morgan McSweeney. Looks like McSweeney is getting loose in the bullpen as they want to close out this 12-game homestand with a 2-game winning streak. New pitcher takes over the Wolves. Second reliever out of the pen is Yaya Shentouf. Take for Dario Gardea, who tossed inning, gave up one run on three hits, scout no walks. Shentouf faces Hudson Haskin in the first pitch. Up the third baseline and fair, but thrown high. Haskin is Lipsius was following it up the line, at least for with his eyes. Realized it was probably going to stay fair. Had to rush the throw through high. That's an error on Lipsius. And Haskin for the second time today. So after Cesar Prieto had a throwing error third in the last half inning, well, the Seawolves have a throwing error at third.
Now here we go. He singled and scored in the setting and watches the first pitch low for a ball 1-0. So with Gardea done, Shentouf takes over. Yaya Shentouf, a 5'9", 170-pound 25-hander from Ocoee, Florida, 36th-round draft selection team. Fires the 1-0, and Perea watches a called strike and a fastball midway, 1-1. Shentouf on the season, 4 games, a 1-1 record with a 7 ERA. 19 innings, 4 strikeouts, 4 walks, he's allowed 1. Next pitch. Lines it up the other way, and it's down for a base toward the corner. Cut off before the but Hudson Haskin can cruise third. They try to go back to second, but steps in standing. A double for Prieto, and the base second and third with nobody here in the bottom of the seventh. It's double of Prieto's double-A career. And now here's Joey Ortiz as the Bay Sox get it going. I said it, Shentouf makes second appearance in this series. He came in on the 25th, that way, was the winning pitcher, as that was the game to go into extra innings. It was the closest had it all series before they picked up the win. He gave up a sin in the ninth inning, but worked a double play to eliminate that winning runner, and then pitched a perfect 10 to win the game. Here's the first to Ortiz, and a soft flare into right field for a base hit. The infield was pinched in. Skin scores on the single. He goes to third, and it's an RBI knock. Joey Ortiz, his 23rd ribby of the year, and Bowie leads 6-2. That was just a little inside-out swing, poked out the way, but Ortiz now has 2 hits today. His 7th multi-hit game of the season, and the Bay Sox just keep it going. Here's Maverick Handley. Infield still pinned slightly. Middle infield in the bases. They potentially trade to run. First pitch. Check swinging ball away. They appeal, and then he went around. Count starts out at 1. Handley doubled in run in the second inning. That was the first run for Bowie. He eventually scored in that same Andrew Dashbox 2-run home run. 6-2 Bowie Lee. One pitch is grounded up the middle and throw into center field for a base hit. Handley drives in Prieto as Ortiz goes first to third on the slow single. He reaching safely for Bowie to open the seventh, and they lead 7-2. Boy, Handley is on great run for the Bay Sox now. He's got 2 Bay, and he's up to 6 multi-year. His CI is his 11th of the season. Prieto's got a 2-run game as well. And now on to J.D. Mundy, who had a double in the 6th inning and a run scored. Well, when this started, in what would have been a safe situation for him, but now it's a 5-run lead. The infield still plays in, still at 1st and 3rd with only one out. Or with nobody out. First pitch, J.D. Mundy watches a call and a breaking ball away. It's nothing and one. Inning started with an error. Hudson Haskin awfully to third. The throw to first was hot. Reached safely, and there's still been no outs. Here's the 0-1. Foul misses down and in. Rozov had to get flexes to keep that one from getting to the backstop. Was not expecting it that far inside. Evens at 1 on Monday. He's 1-for-3 on the... Bouncer right back to the mound. Shentouf looks back, run to third. Throw to third, but the throw doesn't get there. Ortiz slid around it in the fielder's choice, Mundy to reach. Handley advances to second as Shentouf tried to get the lead runner, but that small frame in that fluid motion from Ortiz made it possible for him to beat it out. So now it's bases loaded with nobody out. Bottom of the 7th inning, Rashbach due up. He's 0-4 with the bases loaded this year. Does have a run driven in, but he struck 4 times. The entire inning still plays in the first pitch. Down low for a ball. Change starts out at 1-0. There's no warming in the Seawolves bullpen at this. They're just letting Shentouf deal with it. Bay Sox have one limb this year, the 1-0. Swing. No appeal. Fastball came in low. Dashbach runs it to 2-0. He's already got a home run today. One blast in the first inning. He singled right field in the fourth. Last 2 home run game was back in 2021. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball budge. And the count goes to 2-1. Christopher Cespedes on deck. He has a single in this game.
Every Bucks batter has reached safely at least once today. Gunnar Henderson is the only one that doesn't have a base hit. Bowie leads 7-2. Bases loaded, nobody out. The 2-1 is called a strike on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball just hitting the outside edge. Count goes even at 2. Dashbox struck out on a 1-2 pitch this time up. That was against Dario Garde. Shentu trying to do the game. The 2-2 pitch just misses. A 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Great run, low and away. Count runs full. Dashbach draws a walk, full count. He actually splits it down the middle, 47% both strikeout walk. When he's working with a full, really a coin flip, he rarely puts it into play. Gentoo's got to get working quickly. That clock, well, he had stepped up and reset the clock yet. The umpire tells them to, and it took them too long. So Gentoo steps off again. Not have any other step-offs. The base had one of these scenarios yet. If Shentuf steps off again, the Bay Sox will pants all three runners. Just to deliver within 5 seconds. The payoff on its way on and lifted on the infield. Foul ground right side. Dashbach upset as the first baseman to Porty ranges in front of the Bay Sox and pulls it down. He slams the bat on that one. Understand the frustration after such a long appearance to come up with a pop out in foul territory. That's the first out inning. And now Christopher Cespedes will send to the box. He singled to right his last time up. That was his first hit joining the Bay Sox at the start of this week. He had started 0 for 10. First pitch. Cespedes watches slider called for strike on the lower outside corner. It's nothing in one. He did have a bases loaded plate earlier in the week. But he grounded out. End the inning. 3-0-1. Check swing, called on a change-up bottom edge, and quickly nothing in two. It started when Hudson Haskin reached on an error, advanced to third on a Cesar Prieto, and scored on a single by Joey Ortiz. Another RBI single by Maverick Hanley made it 10-2, and J.D. Mundy reached on a fielder that didn't get anybody out, the 0-2. Breaking ball, missing in, a check swing, he didn't go. To a ball and two strikes. Shentu trying to get out of this jam here. A strikeout, big help for him. Right-hander sends 1-2, and it swung on and bounced slow to the mound. Shentu barehand sends it home with the tag. That was an athlete from the pitcher as Ortiz tagged out on a straight 1-2. That one hit off of ground, less than a foot in front of home plate, and Shentu pounced on it to barehand it shoulder high, tip it home. That's the second of the frame. Cespedes is to first, of course, on the choice. Hanley to third, Mundy to... So the bases are still loaded, but now two for Jordan Westberg. Infield can play at a regular depth now for Erie. Pitch. Westberg scorches to left field. It's down for base hit. Scoring from third, Hanley. Rounding, coming home Mundy. It's RBI double for Jordan Westberg. The 9-2 Bowie lead. 104-mile-an-hour from Westberg. His 13th double of the year. RBI number 27. Make that 28 and 20. As the Bay Sox now lead by 7. And Gunnar Henderson's to the box. Batter of the inning for Bowie. They play him hard to pull with the infield and out very deep. 0 for 3 day for a walk and a run scored. First pitch. Henderson watches called strike. Fastball low and away. Takes a little bit of a groan on that one. Just gives a quick stare to the umpire. Starts out at nothing in one. Second and third. Now 2-0 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Next pitch. Misses just wide of fastball. Ball on a strike on Gunnar Henderson. Each of the first five reaching safely for here in this half inning. A pair of fielder's choices. A pop out to the first baseman in foul territory. And a 2-RBI double by Jordan West's pitch. Called a strike on a changeup away that time to sacrifice the velocity to get the accuracy, and it paid off. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. Duke sets. Wind out to field, and the 1-2 on its way off the turn and over to the left side. Scoring from third, Cespedes. Westbrook third, and it's 10-2. Wild pitch runs the count even as the Bay Sox just continue to Shentuf. That one more of his own fault than anything Gunnar Henderson would have done. The Wolves are just low on options when pitching. Do have a story about that in a couple of seconds. Can tell you maybe Baffening depending on what Henderson does here. Here's the 2. Henderson skies it out to deep field. De La Rosa running back. Looks like he squares it up in front of the 405 sign. He thought it might go. It did. Pulled down on the back to end the inning. Sox make it a big inning. 5 on 4 hits with 1 error eventually Jordan left on. We go to the 8th Georgia Stadium, and it's a big Bowie lead. 10-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we might attend your team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisor. Document creation, output devices, and workflow to document security and storage. Understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 3577-10, or find out more about how we do. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, technology made easy.
Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camps are back in 2002, and registration is open now. Sessions this summer led by Orioles Hall of Famer and former Rookie of the Year, Avery, along with former Bay Sox outfielder Ben Bumbry. Kids will take part in on-field instruction and go head-to-head games at Prince George's Stadium. Campers get a free Bay Sox hat and ticket to a Bay Sox game of their choice. So head to BaySoxShop.com and reserve your spot at a Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camp today.
To own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there's no doubt that it is important for you to have trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steam Federal 602 provide the highest level of HVAC mechanical piping services to the very customers we serve. For more information, services we provide, and for a list of can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Cares around the corner at Patient First, urgent care from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every year. Every Patient First has on labs, x-rays, and prescription drugs. First, the name fits. Eighth inning action here at the stadium as the Bay Sox lead by eight. New pitcher out of the bullpen for hopefully the last one that they'll need to use today. McSweeney takes over. Needs to have 6 quick outs to send us home happy. Show him to Andre Lipsius is a hang slider that just misses inside. Count starts out at 1-0. Adam Stauffer's day is done on the mound. Antonio Velez, still pitcher of record for the next pitch, is swung on and missed low. Goes even at a ball on a strike. Stauffer went 2 innings, gave 3 hits and 2 runs both earned. He struck, didn't walk anyone. Did give a solo shot to Kerry Carpenter, the first batter he faced. It's a 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball is inside, and the count goes to 2 balls on Lipsius, who's 0-for-3 on the day. But it makes way for Morgan Sweeney, 6'4", 210-pound rider, 17th round selection in the 2019 draft from Wake Forest. Fires the 2-1, and it's fouled off right side. Count goes 2 on Lipsius. Lipsius and Berkman, the batters due up in this half inning, 3. Well, McSweeney was on best stretches of the season until Stouting. He took the loss to Hartford. I believe that was the series finale. Here's the 2-2. This is high a fastball, and count runs full here on the first batter of the year. McSweeney had pieced together 7 consecutive scoreless innings, 5 straight outings, but got roughed up last Sunday. Here's the payoff. Slider misses away. It's a leadoff walk. First one by McSweeney, just 3rd overall by Sox pitching, and Lipsius aboard for the first time today. Yeah, so last week McSweeney came in. Was a back-and-forth game after the base jumped out to, at one point, a nothing lead. He gave 2 runs in the 8th inning, his only work after a single, a walk, a sacrifice, and a 2-RBI single. Eventually lost 8-7. First pitch to Quincy Naporti, a strike on a fastball outside edge, and the count starts out at nothing and 1. Naporti, an 0-for-2 day, drew a walk in inning, got thrown out on a choice, grounded out to 2nd in the 4th, and flew out to left in the 6th. Here's breaking ball, lofted foul side, and the count goes to nothing and 2. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Ball, lifted foul again, first base stays. Well, McSweeney, probably one of the biggest characters in the entire clubhouse, and off his favorite, at least among the hitting department, and a friend to just about all. Usually one of the first that'll hit the links or invite you to hit the links. As the 2 comes in, slider misses day. The count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. but can be goofy at times, if along with some of the Bay Sox new social, especially on the TikTok account Bowie has just started. I believe it's Bowie Bay Sox. The 1-2 pitch. Driven foul, right side, as Naporti continues to live. So what the marketing crew will do is ask functions, which player do you think is more likely this? Which player is doing that? Whitney is a common answer for just about everything. Breaking ball foul off back screen, and the count holds. I think the main question was, which player would you not car the most, or which player would you least likely get into a car with? And McSweeney was a common answer. He's got a very closed stance. Angles his body so he can't even really see the glove as the 1-2 is grabbed. Third could be a double play. Prieto goes to seize first. Received by Munn. And there's two gone. 5-4-3. Third double play he has hit into this season. And after the leadoff, there's two away. Here's Workman. A 3-day for the switch hitter. He's struck out all times. First one. Fastball called a spike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing in one. When I asked McSweeney the other day, is that the Bay Sox have started to implement is with restrictions lightening up and more vaccines being used among the general population. First pitches again is the 0-1. A smoked foul up the baseline and onto the berm by the lighthouse. I asked McSweeney if willing to do a first pitch. He said, yeah, what time? Told him 6:10, and he completely forgot. And the entire class just ragged on him for it. Because as soon as I got in the next day, you should have known that when you asked McSweeney. The O is swung on and missed for strike three. Whatever Morgan McSweeney is, I can tell you this, he's a dang gooder. He picks up his first strike and faces the minimum here in the top of the eighth. We're on to the bottom of the frame here at Georgia Stadium. Bowie leads 10-2. We're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call for general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other control services, call Pest Now. Reach us at 301-231-8300 or online at www.pest.com.
Way to take it a Bay Sox game is with group at Prince George's Stadium. Everything entertaining clients to birthday parties and fundraising opportunities for your team. Sox offer plenty of options for your group. And it's with plenty of options on suites, decks around the ballpark. You can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, bruises to broken bones, around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription site, and most major insurances are accepted. For routine illness and injuries, Patient First is for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
The eighth here at Prince George's Stadium as the Sox will try one final time to ease what's a 10-2 lead. Close out this six-game series with you with back-to-back wins would be their fifth of back-to-back wins since May 8th when they swept the double Harrisburg Senators. Three will dip into their bullpen one final time as they pull out right-hander Gerson Moreno, second appearance of the series. Ayash Entuf departs, is a little funky. Not too pretty, and eventually, one inning gave up five runs. Hudson Ask in the first batter here in the eighth, and the first pitch misses high for Moreno. It's all 1-0. One inning fits five runs, only one earned, however, for Shentuf because of an error against the first batter. That was Haskin, hit on a throwing error by the third baseman, the 1-0. Blazing fastball at 90 miles an hour, but it misses wide, goes to two balls and no strikes. Shentuf didn't run out, didn't walk anyone. Five runs, of which only one was earned, changed it from a 5-2 game to a 10-2 game. And a brief moment called as Moreno stepped off. Is he asking for a new baseball? Looked like he was a little bit about something that the umpire was doing, but he comes set. And there's the 2-0. Haskin watches high. Oh, it wasn't time called. Marino was called for an auto ball. I think the umpire throw up ball three there. So Haskin draws the leadoff walk.
Third baseman, Cesar Cho.
So asked to lead off his second consecutive inning now. The base had the leadoff man aboard for over half of innings this game. Now 5 of 8. Here's Cesar Patty on lefty in the first pitch. Misses wide, very up and away, and the Cats out at 1-0. Let's tell you a little bit about Gerson Moreno. He's very familiar with the Eastern League and the Seawolves selves. 6 foot, 200-pound, 26-year-old right-hander from Yamaha in the Dominican Republic. And he fires the 1-0 to progress wide, count to 2-0. Tigers signed him as a minor league free agent in 2020, but that's after he was originally signed by the Tiger, an international free agent out of the Dominican, and then at one point released before signed. So it's technically his second stint. He hasn't really ever played with another club, though. Here's the 2-0. Fastball spoiled foul the other way. 90-mile-an-hour juice on the top half of zone. Counts a 2-1 on Prudhoe, who's riding a 2-for-4 day, his first hit game at the AA level. First, nobody out in the bottom of the eighth, and 8 for Bowie. As the 2-1 comes in, Prieto smokes it foul again the other way, even at 2. So this season, Moreno has made twinces, and he's gone 2-0 with a 5 ERA. 15 and a third innings of work, the walk number been his trouble. He struck out 28, booked 13. That's the most bullpen for Erie this season. Here's the 2-2. Prieto pulls it off again, this time into the netting left side. And the count sticks around. How many of these has Prieto felt? At least 4. Haskin tries to take off at any point. He's only attempted 3 steals. 2-2 pitch. Misses wide and the count fills. First full count that Prieto has seen this afternoon. Actually, he hadn't even count all day. He's run it full here. Here's the payoff. Prieto, foul behind home plate and out of play. Now, I remember looking at the numbers the last time I took the mound for Erie. Earlier in this series, I believe Wednesday, he tossed 2 scoreless innings against Bowie. Struck out 3, only base runner with 5 pitch. And I was looking at his numbers and that he has made his career here in Erie. Payoff. Prieto knuckles it foul at 96-mile-an-hour fastball side. Plate appearance will extend to 9th pitch. But Moreno has made about, I want to say, 60 total appearances in the minor leagues. About 80 of them have been with over half of his career. Payoff, Prieto serves it in the field, but not deep enough. Daylighting it, curling in on the warning track to catch. What a battle, finally won by Gerson. Every single stroke, a pitch fouled off by the left-hander before flying out to center field. Did run up the count at least a little bit on Gerson Moreno. But with a 10-2 lead, all Erie wants out of Moreno is finish this inning. They don't have much of an inning of probably 8 runs in the ninth and needing someone for the bottom of the ninth. Here's Joey Ortiz. Pitch misses up and away. Gets out at 1-0. Ortiz, such a good couple of days at the plate. Bowie had career-high 4 RBI yesterday. Had another run driven today. Has a pair of holes as 1-0. Is called a strike inside corner. Count goes even at 1. Had a tough time on the base paths, though. That's where he run into trouble. Yesterday, he got thrown trying to advance on a throw. His double that scored 2. He got 3rd. And he's been thrown out twice today. 1-1. Wing called a strike on a low changeup. Count goes to 1-2. He got picked off by the pitcher in the inning. And then got thrown out on a soft grounder with a bid. A ball hit back to the pitch mound. He was not at home. The 1-2 pitch. Slices away and scoots between the wickets. Sure. On the second base, Haskin, wild pitch, puts runner in position with a 2-2 count. Away here in the bottom of the eighth. The fact that he spent so much of his career here with Erie, the fact that he's still only 26, how he can still maybe... It's obviously been such a tough for him through injury and just erratic deliveries. The prevailing story for him has always just been trouble with his slider. It's working well, and when it gets like it needs, picks up swing. This is like it's nobody's business, but when it's working, they're meatballs. Here's the 2-2 to Ortiz, fouled off into the netting right side, stays. And you have to think that with time spent in this org, this specific affiliate, something's got to figure itself out to be able to climb the ranks. Finally, that's what you hope for someone who's been looking at it for this long. The 2-2, driven up first base side, but foul. One will hit off of the fence in Sox clubhouse. Count stays even two. But it is also a tough situation for a guy like Moreno. He's been around so many different staffs. Could be getting conflicting information over the years that he spent. Here's two. Misses down. T sticks around for another. As the count runs full, that was pitch of the plate appearance. First full count that Ortiz has seen today. Runner at second, one at the bottom of the eighth inning, and time called by John Rossoff behind the dish. This next pitch will already be number 20 for Gerson Moreno, who collected one out here in the bottom of the eighth. Brett Anders. Here's the 3-2. Ortiz bounces high. Baltimore chopped to second. Runner runs. The throw gets to first time. So a product out as Hask third. Hanley will step to box on what's been a grip for him at the plate.
Now that is catcher Beth Hanley.
Run scored, a pair of runs driven in, and a pair of hits. Double in the second, single in the seventh. He also walked in the fourth. First pitch home. Hanley watches fastball hit the corner for a called strike. It's nothing and one. In the top of the ninth, he'll lean on Morgan McSweeney to try and finish up. Of course, not a save situation and a 10 lead, but he'll face off a 7, 8, and 9 in the Erie line to try and close out. Here's the 0-1. This ball was better on the zone than the previous called strike, and they just called it a ball. I'm not sure what... Wow. Not sure how you make that. A little bit more movement on that pitch, I suppose. Called a strike in the lower outside. That slider from Moreno. It's looking like it's pristine, accurate self today. Runner at third, two away. And now a 1-2 pitch to Hanley. Served out toward him, down for a base hit. Haskins scores as Hanley's done it again. His first three-hit day of the season is yet another RBI single. This time to left. The Bay Sox advance to an 11-2 lead. So Hanley up to 12 runs driven in this season. Eddie Mundy will step in. He's scored twice. Does have a double in the sixth inning as well. One for four all. Here's the from Moreno. Mundy swings through it. A changeup. Count starts out at one. It really is just that three-pitch off for Moreno. Fastball, slider, and a change. Because his slider is so strong. And because his fastball can get 96 with good accuracy. Much more that he needs. The 0-1 bounced over to the right side and gap into center field for a base hit. Going first to third, Hanley stops at first with a single. But hit day for J.D. Mundy. 17th hit of the afternoon for Bowie. Check that, the 16th. The 16th hit of the afternoon for Bowie is another two-out single. And the Bay Sox have them with two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Looks like that's going to change. There was a right-hander that had been moving. Looks to maybe be shot for Nander. Gabe Alves, the Seawolves manager, is out of count. And immediately gets the will be a pitching change as Moreno is up to 26 pitches after just. So Chavez Fernander will take over the Seawolves as the Bay Sox try to continue onslaught. They lead 11-2 here in the bottom of the eighth with runners first and third and two outs. We're back. Yes, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids 12. Futures Club members get special members-only events, ticket offers, and free gifts for just up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all notions of giveaways at Prince George's season and next. The Bay Sox Futures, sign up now at BaySox.com.
At DC Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be your advisors. From document creation, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people. not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-571-0021, or more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Continue with the bottom of the eighth here in Boone. The Bay Sox continue to pour off 11 runs on 6 hits for the Bay Sox as they chased yet another pitcher for Erie. Gerson Moreno is out. He came in to start the eighth but could only two outs. Gave up a walk before getting a flyout and a ground out, but then back singles. One by Matt Hanley to score a run and one by JD to push Hanley to third base. So Chavez Fernandez, her right-hander, will take over. Face off against Andrew Dashbach. The one, Moreno, is not final. Two-thirds of an inning with two hits. So far, one. Could go up to three. Didn't strike anyone out and walked one batter. Chavez Fernander, a 205-pound, 24-year-old. He's a native of Freeport, in the 35th-round draft select 2018. Fires the first pitch at Dashbach, and it swung on and missed inside ball. Nothing in one to start. Dashbach started the day 2-for-2-for-4 overall. Had a two-run home run in the second and singled to right field fourth. Since then, he struck out at the first in foul territory. First and third with two away in the bottom of the eighth. 0-1 is swung on and missed low. Fastball runs the count quick, nothing in two. Again in the top of the ninth, there'll be Morgan McSweeney for Bowie. Off against Cabrera, De La Rosa, and Roth to try and finish this game out for the Bay Sox. From the first base side of the rubber, sent to, and Dashbach just pieces it full. Fastball up and in. A little bit of the handle as the count holds. Maverick Hanley has been on such a run for Bowie. His third day today could very well punch up average in the month of May to over three. Pinned out to left field as Fernando delivers another 0-2. Dashbach walks low and away. Curveball, right ball, and two strikes. Chavez Fernando has made six appearances this season with a 1-1 record, a 2 ERA, 8-2 innings, with nine strikeouts and four walks. He fires the 1-2 to Dashbach, and it's fouled off again. High fastball keeps the count the same. Fernander came in Thursday's 17-1 clobbering when Erie just had everything clicking for him. He tossed two scoreless innings to pick up one out. The 1-2 misses, gets past Rossoff off his ankle. Hanley scores from third. That's another run-style pitch. That's the second time this game, and it makes it 12-2 Bowie. Well, runs on 16 hits. Sox. It's nowhere near the season high in runs. Can't forget that 20-6 drubbing of Akron back in mid-April, but it's and it does tie there in hits. Here's the 2-2. Grounded off the mound, up the middle of hits. Big chance for Mundy, or he rounds third as the ball is picked in field. Mundy's home. A two-out RBI single for Dash. The Bay Sox add on another. It's 13-2. Dashbach's third high of the day. He's up to 15 on the season. His third hit day. That's his first three hit here. And now Christopher Sess step up with runner at first and still two away. Both runs there to Gerson Moreno. He finishes with runs allowed, all earned. First pitch that has popped up on the infield side. Lipsius reins over into foul ground and pulls it in to end the inning. But now Box pile on three more runs on three hits. No error, one left on. We're on it here at Prince George's Stadium. The Bay Sox have a big, cushy lead to close out this series. 15-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Be sure to the ballpark on Friday, June 17th for a jam-packed night of promotions and fun at Prince George's Stadium. It all starts with fireworks presented by DCA Imaging Systems, Mother and Son Night Out with special packages available at BaySoxShop.com. And most importantly, it's the Scouts A Camp Out. When you purchase a special kit, you and your scout can camp out in the field at Prince George's Stadium after game. It all happens on Friday, June 17th, so find out more and get your tickets now at Sox.com.
There is a weekend in July where the base revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooktown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and moments. Make your plans today, July 22nd through 25th. Induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Mendo, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, David Ortiz as the class of 22. Visit baseball.org today for the...
Baseball is specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Lists also help set Chesapeake employers apart from other workers' compensation needs. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All employee back to work. Contain cost, keep premiums down. That's team. To learn more, connect with your agent or Chesapeake employers at CEIW.
On to the ninth here at Bridges Stadium, a 13-2 buoy. Pretty sure this is a situation for Warren McSweeney. I'm pretty sure, as he comes off his second inning of relief. Faced minimum in the eighth, thanks to a double P, and he'll deal with the bottom three of the buoy lineup here in the ninth to try this game up. Daniel Cabrera-Sander will lead it off for Erie. First home, misses up and away a fat McSweeney, and the count starts out at 1-0. Cabrera came in today, a very slow start to the series, but since then he's up. After starting 0-for-11, a flyout to center field in the second, since had a single, a triple, and a run scored. He grounds this one over to the left side. The knee by Prieto. He fires to first. It's a quick 5-3 putout. About to combine the words Prieto and as he spun, but hit it done. I'm sorry, I failed you. As the first out, and the Sox are two outs away from wrapping up series with a win. On to Eric De La Rosa. That's a tongue twister. Prieto pirouettes before firing. Nah. Can't. Here's the first pitch. Up and in. That brushed him off. Bumped the helmet a little bit off his head just as he was jolting out of the way of it. And the count starts out at 1-0. It's a free day for Eric De La Rosa. Again, just his first start in this series. Next pitch. Misses high a fastball from McSweeney. And the count goes 2-0. He was all around the Tigers organization last year. 100 split between low A, high A, and double A. Didn't get time with Erie as he fouls off this next pitch to the right side. Count goes to 2-1. Just 29 games with the Seawolves this year. Did have 3 homers and 8 runs driven in, but that's it. Base empty, one away, the 2-1. Swung on and missed. Low fastball from McSweeney, and it goes even at 2. Bowie 13-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. Up shop before they hit the road 2 straight weeks to face off against Delta and Harrisburg. Here's the 2-2. Flared out right side. Count will stay. Now he went to a very prestigious junior. Rosa did. Grossmont Junior College. Marcus Giles went there. Former star. Next pitch. Driven high toward left field. Not enough as Dashbox up on it and makes the catch almost at the shoulder just in front of the warning track. That was a high shot by Taylor, and it's the second out of the inning. Bay Sox one out. John Rossoff will dig into the dish. Righty and lefty as they shift a little bit to pull up. First pitch. Called a strike. Changeup hits the inside, and the count is nothing and one. Rossoff picked up an RBI single in the seventh inning. So far, that's one of only 2-4 Erie today as the Bay Sox. The 0-1. Check swing, high fastball, and the ball on a strike. McSweeney ran into a bit of trouble his last time out, but really trying to restart that scoreless to a good start here. Pitches have been placed well, getting the tech he likes. The 1-1, wide a changeup, and the 2-1. Now, as he is in his second inning, isn't really wings that he might like. Is a lot out of here in this frame. Wind out to center field as the two comes in. Rossoff shoots it hot to the right field corner. This is a huge run for Christopher Cespedes. Now Ortiz squares it up, but it hits off the top of the base bullpen in foul territory. Ortiz saw it, reached his glove out for it, but it was just a little too high up. And, of course, the walls here at Prince George are very, very high, at minimum at least 5 feet. Really have to be able to reach up high catch like that. So the count stays even at 2. And the pitch home. This one driven high the other way towards shallow left. Dashbox out is Prieto, but it's still out of play. This one a little bit further is Seawolves bullpen, but hold still even at 2. Bowie ahead 13 here in the top of the ninth inning. Me trying to finish it out. Hoping to essentially go 6 ups home. Another 2-2 to Rossoff.
Down and inside, a chain. And the count fifths. Rossoff this season hasn't many full counts. He's actually only seen one other walk. McSweeney sets test, and the payoff pitch. It's on and in the dirt for ball four. Well, the way that one ricocheted off of Matt Canley, I thought that it might have gotten part of Ross' bat. So I initially call it foul, and I'm glad I held off. That's the second walk given up by McSweeney today. Just the fourth overall Sox pitching, and it goes back to the top of the one, Rosa. Bowie wraps this one up. They'll be on wins for the first time in about three. But they'll head off to face a hot team in Altoona. Curve had been walloped the Harrisburg Senators for pretty much the entire week. Harrisburg started what was innings of a no-hitter and eventually a walk-off win last night to break their own six-game losing streak. Pitch to the right-hander Dylan Rosa is a fast strike on the bottom edge of the zone. It's 1-1. But Bowie will play both those teams, Harrisburg and Altoona, on the road for 12 games starting on Tuesday. Here's the 0-1. Rosa skies out to right field fairly deep. It's running a long way to the foul line. Loses the hat. Slides in foul. Just in front of his leg. But it's quickly nothing and two. Dal McSweeney back to one strike away. One for three on the day. Walked in the singled in the fifth, but taken out on a double play. Reached on a fielder's choice in the seventh and made the third, but was left stranded. Fans ready to bust out for this one once McSweeney wraps it up. An 0-2 count on Rosa. The pitch home. Swing miss, he got him. Breaking ball down and away. Sweeney closes the door. Bay Sox are winners once again. The final this afternoon, 13-2. Bowie, back-to-back games for the first time in 3 weeks. A relieving feeling. We'll step aside here and be back just a little bit to Prince George's Stadium. We're going to wrap this one up and tell you all about it because it's one. 13-2 this noon. Bay Sox postgame is up next. We're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get the best deals at Prince George's weekly promotions all season. Tuesday, Military Appreciation Night. Box seat at the ticket office with a proof of and you'll only pay half price. Bring your furry friend on Woof Wednesday. Best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year. And live music to get started. It's always a great time at ballpark, so get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
At South, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your screenings. Visit us at our Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Medical Center, or one of our primary offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. LuminousHealth.org.
Fielder's Choice Flex with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected Stay One and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including change options, discounts on suite rental, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-448-65 or heading online to BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we had a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, outputs, and scanning and workflow, to document storage, we understand people print printers. Give DCA Imaging a call 301-577-1021 or find out about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It's time to get rich, flavorful beans from the lush mountain region of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute, yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new sweet coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Farms.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark. Sabanis.
Well, another great finish this afternoon in Georgia Stadium as the Sox are winners once again. Time a 13-2 winner over the Erie Seawolves. It was one of the longest home that you're going to see for quite a while. One of 12-game homestands this year, Bowie finishes it with back wins.
Matt Sabat is with you at the ballpark in Bowie as we get rolling Sox postgame. Let's go ahead and recap that we've got the time. We go all the way back in time to the far away land of 6 p.m. when the first pitch came, Tony Velez to Dylan Rosa. And it's out of the gate he was dealing. Got out and another one, but did hit a bat for it, a base runner in the first. Ground out of Andre Lipsius. He was through the frame on just 9 pitches. The Sox went down in order against Austin, sent the game into the second inning, where Velez had a leadoff walk, but fortune faced only the minimum after that thanks to a scout, a flyout, and a field of choice. In the bottom of the second against Burr, Cesar Prieto picked up the game's first. It was a single to right field. Joe Ortiz, though, flew out to right field and was left at first. But Matt Hanley, he's been on such a stretch lately. He up and delivered big. There you go. The pitch home is lined to left field. He's hit. That one goes to the corner. Let's see what's on the ghost sign for Prieto. He just, it's dug out by Rosa. It's sent home. The throw is late, and the Sox take the lead. RBI double for Hanley, and it's 1-0. That would not be the end of Maverick Hanley. Stick around. That was the end of the second inning, either, though. J.D. Mundy flew out to right field at only the third. Andrew Dashbaugh stepped up and made, well, pretty much position on the base paths irrelevant. The 0-1 comes in. This one leads the line at third. It's trouble to the corner, and it's gone! Andrew Dashbaugh, goodbye! A live two-run home run to make nothing Bowie. It'd be nothing for a little bit as the game moved into the third inning. Antonio Velez would give up his first base hit. It was a one-out Centro Navigado, and with a walk mix, he had runners at first and second, with the most dangerous hitter in the Erie line, Carpenter, up to bat. Things were a little bit dicey because Carpenter was a tying run, but Velez was undeterred. He struck out Carpenter and took a ground out of Andre Lipsius to end the inning. After that, in the third, the Bay Sox did get a leadoff when Jordan Westberg singled off it of the pitcher, stole second base to third on a wild pitch, but the Bay Sox couldn't home. Back-to-back strikeouts by Bergner and a groundout stranded Westberg, and the game moved to the fourth. Velez continued. He picked up too quick, a groundout and a strikeout. Gave a single to Daniel Cabrera. That was Cabrera's series, but stranded him at first base with a flyout to right. In the bottom, the Bay Sox again accumulated base, but couldn't do much with them. Ortiz reached on a leadoff infield, but was picked off. Maverick Hanley walked to replace Ortiz. Mundy struck out swinging for the second out. Andrew Dashbaugh singled to right field to put us at first and third, but Christopher Hiss flew out to left field, ending chances. On to the fifth inning, and still didn't waste any time. A quick did give up a single to Dylan Rosa, but eliminated double play, and Velez would close his day out there. 5 scoreless, 3 hits, 4 strikeouts, 2 walks. In the bottom of the sixth, the Bays were willing to go again as, or at the bottom of the fifth, rather, they were willing to go again as Hudson Hask came up with a bunt single to push Gunnar Henderson to second base after Henderson had walked. Cesar Prieto stepped box, and, well, things got funky from there. Here's the next pitch. Swinging a slow tapper back to the mound. Would be two. Gloved and sent to second at Pickett. It's off his glove into field, and Henderson speeds home to score. That'd be the fourth run of the day for Bowie. And that was more than enough for them to run from there, but add on a lot more as we continue with this. The only blemish that Bowie has run across pretty much this entire at this point, now that they have salvaged two of the games, was Cary Carpenter. He came firing once again and continued the catch of home runs for the Seawolves. The 0-1. This one skied out to center field and deep. Haskin running back looking for the wall, and it's gone. If someone's going to do it, it's going to be Cary Carpenter. That's his 16th of the season and 5th of this series. A leadoff solo home run for Carpenter. Breaks the shutout and in Erie closer. Bowie still 4-1. Carpenter was the first at-bat. Adam Stauffer on the mound. Stauffer with 2 innings. And the Bay Sox with insurance in the bottom of the sixth after J.D. Mundy led off with a double. Advanced to third on a single by Chris Cespedes. And eventually single by Jordan Westberg. Here's the 0-1. Swing a flare into center field and down for a base hit. Here comes Mundy. He'll score. Throw goes to third base as Cespedes at second. But it's an RBI single in Westberg. And the Bay Sox advance to a 5-1 lead. Well, it was 5-1. We're getting a little dicey for Stauffer in the 7th inning. He gave up a leadoff triple to and an RBI single to John Rossoff. A fielder's choice was Rossoff with Dylan Rosa. Andrew Navigado reached on a throwing error by Cesar Prieto. That made it third with 2 away. And again, Cary Carpenter up to bat, who had the home run. It was a game, so Carpenter represented a ton. A big battle for her. Stauffer looks for the punch out. The one in there for strike 3. throws him with the curveball, top half of the zone, and the tying run Strout with two runners left on.
That would be the last batter, Stauffer Fate. Two innings, gave up three hits and two runs, but three strikeouts, no walks. Bottom of the seventh, the Bay Sox rallied once again against Yaya Shentouf, the second reliever out of the pen for Erie. After Hudson Haskin reached on an error to open the frame, Cezo doubled, and Joey Ortiz singled to score Haskin. Is the first RBI Ortiz in his 23rd of the season, fifth in 2 days. Then Matt Canley stepped in the box. He's really on the ball well. He had RBI single for his second ribby of the day. And as the lineup just turned to the first batter, Jordan West, the day just kept getting worse for Ayashentu. First pitch. West scorches it to left field. It's Day's hit. Scoring from third, rounding third, and coming home, it's a two RBI double for Jordan Westberg, making it a 9-2 Bowie lead. In the top of the eighth inning, Morgan McSweeney took over for Erie. He gave up a leadoff walk to Andre Lips, but got him on a double play, 5-4-3, and struck out Gage Workman in that threat. And turned things over to the bottom of the eighth inning, where Hudson Haskell leadoff walk against Chavez Fernando, rather. Moreno having a tough time dealing with a couple of batters, lengthy plate appearances. Hudson Haskin advanced to second on a wild pitch, third on a ground out. That brought in Maverick Handley, who just continued well today. Runner at third. Now a 1-2 pitch to Handley, served out toward left and down for a bit. Haskin scores as hounded again. His first three of the season is yet an RBI single, this time to field. The Bay Sox advance to an 11-2 lead. That's three-hit day of the season for Handley. It's continued to pour it on. And he would reach on a single, putting runners to first and third. And that was Moreno from the game. Abach would step in against new reliever Schernander and immediately served up those inherited runners to home. And it does tie their season high in hits. Here's the 2-2. Grand off the mound, up the middle, a base hit. Big chance for Mundy to score. He heard as the ball is picked in center field. Mundy's home, and it's a 2 RBI single for Dashbach. To add on another, it's 13-2. After that, would call it a day with three runs driven. Morgan McSweeney would polish off the ninth. Great strikeout. An 0-2 count, Rosa. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. He got him. Breaking ball day, and McSweeney closes it. And the Bay Sox are winners again. The final this afternoon, 13-2. Bowie has won back-to-back games for the first time in 3 weeks. A relieving feeling. Relieving indeed. Once again, that final. Erie scores two runs on six hits with two errors. They left on eight. The Bay Sox score 13 runs on a size 17 hits. One error. They also left on eight. Leo Velez is the winning pitcher. It's his first season. He's 1-5. Is the losing pitcher. He falls to 1. No saves. The game was played 2 hours and 42 minutes in front of a pit at Prince George's Stadium of 2,435. With the lead, falls to 25-20 on the two-game losing streak for the Seawolves, as they're now 12-12 the road. With the win, the base moved to 16-27 on a two-game winning streak for Bowie, now 11-15 playing in front of the home crowd at Prince George's Stadium. That concludes the 12-game homestand for the Bay Sox. Look ahead to a 12-game road trip between Bowie and Altoona, Bowie and Harrisburg. We'll talk a little bit, but for now we step aside. We'll look around the Eastern League and the Orioles organization as a whole when we return. One more segment of Bay Sox postgame comes your way soon after a 13-2 win at Prince George's Stadium. Or this, you're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
From stents to stitches, sore throats, stomach aches, and pulled muscles, poison ivy. Care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. of the year. X-rays, lab tech, prescription drugs are on site, and most insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, if you've got an educator in your life that's meant a lot to you, one yourself, then you don't want to miss Sox Educator Appreciation Week, Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st. Teachers and educators who show a school at Bay Sox ticket office will get two tickets to a game of their choice days, all sponsored by Educational Systems Federal Credit Union. Again, Educator Appreciation Week at Prince George's City, Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st.
Deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's from Invisalign aligners, anyone can get always wanted with our flexible payment. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Smile.com today and book your free call. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, a fixed smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Back back to Prince George's Stadium one final time afternoon for a big Bowie win. It's Bay Sox postgame, and I'm Sabatis after a 13-2 winner for Bowie to close a six-game set with Erie in this homestand at Prince George's Stadium. Let's go ahead and take a quick look around the league, see how some of the other teams have heard. Boy, Altoona, after rattling off four wins to start out series with Harrisburg, they just had two heartbreakers to close it up, didn't they? After nearly being no-hit and eventually off in yesterday's game, they again tonight afternoon at FNB Field. They had a fourth going into the bottom of the ninth, gave up two runs in the home half for Harrisburg's second consecutive walk-off. The Senators have won games. It was an easy Somerset today over Portland. They put runs in the first, and they liked that so much. Again in the second, eventually 12-4 over the Chiefs. There's one game still in action, and that's Richmond and Hartford. Oh, goodness, that's not a typo. Richmond put on three runs in the second. They did it again in the third. Then seven runs in the fourth, and then in the sixth. It's 3-2 Richmond over Hartford. Oh, that has been a road trip for the Goats on the back half. Obviously, since they picked up six against Bowie on the front half, still doing okay. But that'd be a long bus ride back to Connecticut for the Goats at a game like that. And then two late games this evening. I'm not sure what the schedulers were thinking when they put Reading and Binghamton at 5:15, and then Akron hosting New Hampshire at 6:05 Al Park. I feel bad for those Fisher Cats, having what's in essence one of their longest of the year. They had a two against Erie, and now Akron, and they have to leave after a 6:05 against the Ducks at Canal Park back to New Hampshire. Ooh, that is a tough one. That's how the rest of the Eastern League looks, however. We'll see at the Orioles organization for now. It was a good day for Norfolk. They put on five runs in the second inning, and that was all they needed to eventually beat Gwinnett 8-4, closing out that series with a win. And held off a late charge by Huntington, that's the Nationals affiliate, for the final today down at Frawley Stadium. That's up in Delaware. Aberdeen now 31-12 on the season. And then it's another late Sunday start. 5:05 over in South Carolina as Charleston is set to host Single A Delmarva. But again, the star about most on this production is that of Bees, and it was a good one day. 13-2 final over the Erie Seawolves in the finale of this six-game set. Besides, we'll meet again next month. The Bay Sox will make the trip to Erie to actually close out the first of the season when they play the Seawolves for a singular six-game road trip starting on June 20th through the 26th. But for now, the Bay Sox will turn their attention to the start of the 12-game road trip coming Tuesday when they hit the road to face off with the Altoona Curve Natural Gas Field in Altoona. It'll be Drew Rahm, the left with a 2-1 record and a 4.7 ERA, getting the ball for Bowie, while Cameron Mazonski will get the ball for Altoona. Hander is 0-2 with a 4.30 ERA. It'll 6 o'clock first pitch from People's Natural Gas Field, which means a DCA Imaging pregame show of 5:40. If you've got the time, you stop by, of course. But for now, we had a goodbye as we rock King Sox postgame one final time. It's Bowie over Erie, 13-2. We'll talk on Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Enjoy today's game and join next time for another exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.